We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Spirits and diversions. The cigar and pleasure friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
We are just about to enter the peak of summer. The dog days of summer are upon us. It is hot. It is humid. We need something that is going to be cool and refreshing. A cool and refreshing libation, and we have just what you need. We have in front of me 32 varieties of refreshing summer wines. We've got some Pinot Grigio, some Riesling Chardonnay, some rosés, some ice wines. A great selection for summer. So if you are by the pool, you're by the patio, after dinner, barbecue, you want a cool, refreshing libation, you have found the right spot. It is Refreshing Summer Wine Tasting Maneuvers, front and center today on the Cigar Dave Show. Long Ash greetings and salutations, a Long Ash snappy salute, Semper Delectatio. Always pleasure, long live the Alpha, make America great again. Make masculinity great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. Your global five-star general and alpha male in chief, front and center from Command Center Alpha 1A, today from the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge in the Cigar City of Tampa. And as always, I remind you, follow us on social media. Go to CigarDave.com, upper right-hand corner. You will see the social media links for Twitter at Cigar Dave Show, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Cigar Dave. Follow along because we will have a printed PDF as well as tasting description for you on all of the aforementioned platforms at the conclusion of today's show for Refreshing Summer Wine Tasting Maneuvers. And we could not do it. First up, the Senior Executive Vice President of Libations and Spirit Selection Procurement at the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge in Tampa and the three great Corona cigar stores in Orlando, Tommy DiAdio. Tommy D, much appreciation for your kind hospitality.
Always a pleasure when you guys are here.
Absolutely, and we've got our resident sommelier, Sommelier Dave Cavanis. Greetings, Sommelier Dave.
General Long Ashes to you, not only to you, but also to Tommy, and thank you for hosting us this beautiful day. General, this is going to be fun, and we've got a plethora of delicious grapes to enjoy.
We really do, and it's incredible because we started the year, we started with New Year's champagne and sparkling wine tasting
Correct.
Maneuvers, and then we had St. Patrick's Day Irish whiskey tasting
Correct.
Maneuvers, then we went to Cinco de Mayo tasting maneuvers.
Tequila.
We almost had to slap a tariff on the Mexicans, but they yeah. caved. They folded like a bad poker hand with the great President Donald J. Trump at the helm. And now we have refreshing summer wine tasting maneuvers. And when I think of summer wines, I want something that's going to be crisp, something that's going to be light, refreshing, cool. I don't want a big cab. I want something that is going to be nice and chilled on the way down. So when we think of that, Sauvignon Blanc, Pinot Grigio, Riesling, Chardonnay, some white blends, rosé. Actually, we've got a Saunier of Cabernet that we'll talk about.
Correct.
Some ice wines. Those are what we're looking for. And what's interesting is many of the grapes that make cabs are the same grapes that are used for the wines we'll be tasting.
Sure.
But it doesn't have that big heaviness to it.
Right. You don't have that big boldness to it. It's softer. It's more approachable as done in the style of a rosé. You're going to have Proseccos today. One grape I don't think we've got here, but Muscat. So if you find a Muscat out there, it's a great wine that you can utilize with food and just to quaff with at the pool or wherever you're at.
What's a Muscat?
It's a particular grape. It's a variety. It has specific aromas. It's typically made for Italian or Austrian area grapes. It's sweet and fruity.
Champagne, sparkling wines, also great for summer. Any time of the year, they're great.
Yeah, we're going to start off with, after the Riesling, you're going to kick off with. We've got some nice sparkling wines here to go into.
All right, let's talk about the different types of refreshing summer wines that we'll be enjoying. First up, let's talk about Riesling. What is the Riesling? Is it the grape? Is it the region? I know Germany, a big Riesling producer, and my father, Dr. Z, loved Riesling. He liked a sweet type wine, love those Rieslings, and that's the reason we're going to be starting with a Riesling. But let's talk about that grape variety.
Yeah, the Riesling, because of the altitude and the longitude where it is in Germany, they grow extensively in that region, whether it's Germany, Alsace, Switzerland. But in the United States, there's areas in Washington State. You brought Chateau Saint-Michel. They make wonderful Rieslings, but they vitify them dry.
So now, what does that mean, vitify them dry?
Well, they take the sweetness out of it. There's a way through the vitification of the wine in that process. You can take the sugar off of it. But the Rieslings are going to be high quality of acidity, and they really are good with lighter fare. Maybe it's whether it could be fruit, it could be cheeses, it could be fish, anything light. You're going to get a lot of green apple off of a Riesling.
Lovely. So, that initially, that varietal grew in the Rhine Valley of Germany. Deutschland,
and then whenever Alsace was part of, whether it was Germany, now it's part of France, but a lot of people in that region speak German, and Müller-Thurgau, which is another grape grown in that region, Riesling, they grow extensively in that area.
All of Europe would be speaking German if it were not for the Americans, for D-Day, and under the leadership of General Dwight D. Eisenhower, the supreme Allied commander of the
Agreed.
Allied forces, they'd all be speaking German.
Yeah.
But we saved the French once again. It happens on a regular basis. All right, next up, let's talk about the grapes that would be in a champagne or sparkling wine.
Well, in the region of France, which is Champagne region, it's Chardonnay, Pinot Noir, Pinot Meunier. There's a few other grapes that grow, but it's predominant there. But around the world, unless you're in California, you usually call it sparkling wine. You can use any grape, really, to make a sparkling wine. It's the way you add the CO2 in the secondary fermentation that makes it a sparkling wine. So in France, it's Chardonnay, Pinot Noir, Pinot Meunier. But around the world, it can be any grape.
And the skins are taken off, correct? That's how you have the light color?
Well, only if it's a Blanc de Blanc.
Correct.
You're going to squeeze out the juice of the Chardonnay, or you could, on a Chardonnay, it's Blanc de Blanc. But if you're going to give it a little rosé color or whatever, you'll leave the Pinot Meunier or the Pinot Noir skin on it for whatever period of time. And you'll see that through our rosés here. When you look at them, they're all going to have that nice pink color to it. It depends on how long they let the skins on the juice.
Now, Chardonnay, is that a specific grape variety?
Yes, it is. It's probably one of the most consumed in the United States is the Chardonnay. It's typically a wide body and rich citrus-tasting grape compared to some of the other ones. It's really good with a lot of food. You can do it if it's done right. You could do it almost with a light steak. You could do it definitely with pork, But it would go well with fish.
Stone crab.
Oh.
Lobster.
Of course.
Crab.
Yes.
Shrimp.
Yeah.
Shrimp. Or as they say at a Chinese restaurant, shrimps.
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 There you go.
How many shrimps would you like? And that is a green grape.
Yes, it is. So it's white only because when they squeeze it, the juice is going to come out relatively white, pale yellow. They don't have any skin contact to it.
Now, rosé is not a grape, but it's just the method.
The style, right.
The style
Correct.
Of the wine.
Correct.
In which they basically, because when you just mentioned a Pinot Noir grape, I think,
mm-hmm.
and if you look at a regular Pinot Noir, it's going to be a very dark burgundy color.
Sure.
But with a rosé, it's the same grape, but it's the way that they take, use the skins differently?
It depends on the winemaker. He might want to leave it on for 6 hours, 10 hours, a short period of time. He'll look at the bleeding of the skin onto it. Don't forget, when you put the skins back on the juice, a lot of your tannin and wild yeast is on there. That's where you get your wild yeast. So if you don't want wild yeast to start creating the process with the natural sugars, you got to kill them off and then add your own yeast. So it's, you know, it's chemistry 101. UC Davis, they're all out there, and they're doing a great job. Phenomenal.
Well, as I always say, the juice must be worth the squeeze. Very important. Now, when we talk about Pinot Grigio, Pinot Gris, or actually it's known as Grauburgunder, that is a dark grape, almost a purple-violet type of grape. But when we look at it in a wine, we tend to associate that with a very light, very fruity wine.
Yeah, the grapes really started in the Italian area, in the northern part of Italy, and whether through the earth, the winds, and all that, carrying them, or birds consuming them, and then taking the seeds into France and all that, it started to grow and mutate, and then it became from a white grape into a dark grape, Pinot Noir. So Pinot Gris is what they call Pinot Grigio in Italy, and then around the world they like to call it Pinot Gris. So it's the same grape, it's just two different names for the two different areas.
Tommy D, let me ask you this, because you have a huge selection of wines, of spirits here at Davidoff of Geneva and all the Corona cigar stores in Orlando. What's the percentage of people you see that want a lighter type of wine in the summer? Does it increase?
Yeah, it always just increases, and women drink white wine, so we do sell a lot of Prosecco.
You sell the Proseccos in the small splits?
Yep. And we sell a lot of Moscato and Pinot Grigio and Sauvignon Blanc.
And what, on the Prosecco side, what do you tend to prefer? The brands, or is there specific?
There's no specific brands. I always like a good Prosecco. I don't think anybody's ever made a bad Prosecco.
Yeah, you know, is with technology nowadays, they all share their information, the winemakers and that. Most wine is going to come good unless you had something to happen with that vintage, or you have a really bad winemaker. Yeah. There are very few of them.
And I go to many, many restaurants for lunch, and I'm seeing more and more people ordering a split of Prosecco
for
lunch, because it is very refreshing, very fruity, very tasty, not overwhelming. And the splits are great because you don't feel badly about ordering an entire bottle.
No, it's like a glass and a quarter, a glass and a half.
Exactly.
A 375 will give you about 2.5 glasses. And that's the smartest way to do it, because then the wine's always fresh.
All right. When we come back, we will conduct the National Cigar Litation and Libation Ceremony. Sommelier Dave, my understanding, you have a surprise
I
wine
have a
to start
wine
things off.
Yes.
All right.
This is for the general.
All right. Refreshing summer wine tasting maneuvers continue front and center from the Davidoff of Geneva store and lounge in the Cigar City right after this.
The Cigar Dave Officers Club selection this month is the Balmoro Añejo XO Connecticut. This cigar provides a creamy experience that embraces your palate with complex notes of vanilla, toasted caramel, and white pepper. The finish is smooth with underlying natural sweetness. Want these cigars shipped directly to you each month? Log on to CigarDave.com to join the Officers Club.
The General front and center from the Sands Expo Center, Las Vegas, Nevada, where the final preparations taking place for the start of the what was known as the IPCPR Convention, the International Premium Cigar and Pipe Retailers Convention. But last week there was a name change. The name of the organization, now known as
the Premium Cigar Association, the PCA, and final preparations underway here. And we will begin our coverage exclusively on the show floor in various booths. We will give you a view that no one else can get from the public. It is only open to the trade, but beginning Monday, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time, we will begin our live video coverage from the PCA, the Premium Cigar Association trade show and convention. And we are going to be hitting a number of cigar manufacturers. We're going to talk to numerous retailers. We'll give you a tour of the entire floor. Our coverage this year, available at CigarDave.com, available on the Cigar Dave mobile app. That's the best way to get it. We will send you notifications when we get ready to go live from various manufacturers' booths in the show floor. So download the Cigar Dave mobile app right now. Our PCA coverage this year presented by Gurkha, Alec Bradley, Davidoff, Drew Estate, and CAO, all of the aforementioned with new cigars that we will tell you about. The Officers Club selection for July, we're following up the June Balmoral Añejo XO Connecticut selection with a fabulous selection from Aganor Salif. We have three interesting Habano cigars. First up, the JFR Lunatic Habano. If you think bigger is better, you will love these gigantic medium-bodied cigars, including a whopping 8x60 jackhammer and also a fabulous Aganor Salif Habano cigar, a mouth-watering Nicaraguan Puro. Become a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club. Go to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club. $22.95 per month gets you the latest and greatest in the world of cigars. We will see you Monday for our exclusive PCA video coverage.
With an unlimited and secure supply of pleasure sticks available for the general to enjoy, it's time for National Cigar Litation Maneuvers.
Hello, friends. Jim Nance from the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge, overlooking the 18th hole here in the cigar city of Tampa. Refreshing summer wine tasting maneuvers. And I have Sommelier Dave, Tommy DiAdio. And the reason that I am doing my Jim Nance impression and have the theme of the Masters behind us is the cigar of choice today is the Davidoff The Master Selection 2013. A cigar for the ages. As the cigar walks up the 18th hole, up to the grandstand, the emotion just overwhelming as we get ready to cut and light this fantastic cigar. Tommy, tell us about the Davidoff Master Selection that you have chosen to go with the refreshing summer wine that we will enjoy today.
Well, this one is the 60th birthday for Eladio Diaz. He made all these blends every year, a birthday cigar, so Davidoff finally put them out.
Wait, Eladio was 60?
In 2013, he was 60.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Looks like he's about 45.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, he's getting up there.
How do you like that? Well, Eladio and Avo, the great Avo Uvesian, collaborated on many great cigars. So this came out in 2013, an Ecuadorian.
No, they actually all came out at one time. He had them.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He made them all, but they released them all at one time.
Correct. Exactly. So this is an Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, Nicaraguan binder, Esteli Encondega Visus, Piloto Visus, Piloto Seco, and San Vicente Mejorado Visus. Made in the Dominican Republic, it's Cigars Davidoff, one size, a 6x52 Toro. Tommy, suggested retail price is?
$35.
And thanks for the cigar, by the way. Normally, you give us like a second, a factory throwout that's about $3. So we've really upped the game today for refreshing summer wine tasting maneuvers.
Cigar-altering and highly sharpened leaf-exposing device.
Self-sharpening double-edged stainless steel guillotine ready to go.
Maximum BTU flame-throwing and heat-producing apparatus.
From the Cigar Dave R&D Laboratories, you can hear that flame, giant flame. This is what we call the welder's torch, because if you were going to weld steel or something that requires the use of one of those face shields, this would be it. Giant tank. Almost feels like a 357 Magnum in your hand. That's what we will use today on our Davidoff Master Selection.
Cigar pre-litation checklist complete.
No faults detected.
Area clear of all enemies of pleasure.
Approval to go throttle up in 3, 2, 1.
Beautiful cut. I will toast the foot of this cigar. Tommy, tell me about the taste complexion of this particular Davidoff, the Master Selection 2013 by Eladio Diaz.
Well, Eladio likes to blend a lot of stronger tobacco for himself. So he had all these sitting around, so I guess they tasted them and they decided to put them all out. There's not a lot of them. So this is going to be medium to full. It's going to have a lot of earth tones on this one.
Now, even though it's medium to full, you said this will pair up nicely mm-hmm. with our refreshing summer
wines. Yeah, because
wines.
When Davidoff makes a cigar, they hit every point of your palate. So they stimulate the whole tongue. That's why I like to smoke Davidoffs. It's every part of your tongue evenly.
Just reminds me of Hanky Kellner. As Hanky would say, I'd say, Hanky, what's the strength of this cigar 1 to 10?
He'd say, palate stimulation.
That's what they do.
8.356. Aroma, 7.145. Overall taste, 8.369.
Mm-hmm. Very, very precise.
That's
the great Hanky Kellner. All right, as we continue.
Scotch, bourbon, and beer.
Commence thirst-quenching libationary maneuvers.
Sommelier Dave, for our first refreshing summer wine tasting selection, you have brought out a secret special wine. Didn't even tell me about it.
No, I was thinking really long and hard on this, Dave, and I thought, being with you all these years, that this would be something that not only would be appropriate for you, but for also for me. So it's from Michael David Winery, who puts out a plethora of just delicious small wines, whether it's Earthquake, Freak Show, Gluttony, Incognito, Petit Petit, Rage, or Rapture. This is his 2015 Lust Zinfandel.
Lust.
Lust.
Oh, the harem
Zinfandel.
Is, the harem is going to like that. And this
exactly.
comes from where?
Lodi, California, which is known for Zinfandel. It's south of Sacramento. It's in the central part of the state. It's going to be really rounded. You're going to get maybe a little vanilla, some coconut, cinnamon. Brings a little bit of hazelnut and smokiness.
Wow, this is smooth.
Yes, very.
For a red?
It's a great bottle of wine.
And I got to
tell you, great winery.
Even though most people do not chill Zinfandels, I wouldn't mind chilling this.
I did. I put a little on
10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And in the summer, even though it's a red,
right.
a Zinfandel, this has got nice sweet notes to it. I'm going to take another sip here.
But I did pour that glass about an hour and a half
nice.
Ago. It's opened up. It's softened out to tannins. But it's delicious. You're looking around $45. And it's limited to where it's at. But in honor of you, Michael David's Lust.
I'll tell you, it's pleasant, smooth, and balanced for a red. Very summery.
Yes, I agree. You like it, Tommy?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say
wine.
Serve chilled after a few minutes.
Slightly chilled, yeah.
Chocolate, after 5 minutes.
Chocolate souffle.
Very,
oh,
very,
definitely.
Very pleasant. Very nice. Suggested retail. Somebody
around $45.
$45. Very, very nice.
Yes.
All right, fantastic. So when we come back, I think we've got, I don't know, another 30, 31 wines that we will enjoy for refreshing summer wine tasting maneuvers.
The General is always on Twitter,
delivering breaking news,
giving you the latest intel on cigars,
and battling the enemies of pleasure. Chat with the General now at Cigar Dave Show.
In 1964, José O. Padrón began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle. Always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padrón cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padrón controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padrón family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and...
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Come on, let's sit down together. I could stay here forever. Friendly smiles, family and friends, place piled high with happiness. Like bedtime, it feels like home to me. Can't explain it, you just have to see. Hey, hey, Black Bear feels like home.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
The days of wine and roses, child at play through the meadowland toward a closing door, a door marked nevermore that wasn't there before.
The a perfect musical selection performed by the chairman of the board, Francis Albert Sinatra, as we conduct refreshing summer wine tasting maneuvers from the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge in our forward theater of command, Command Center Alpha 1A. Tommy DiAdio of the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge, Corona Cigar, one of our resident experts, as well as sommelier Dave Cavanis. We started off with the very, very surprisingly refreshing Michael David 2015 Lust Zinfandel, pleasant, smooth, and balanced. And as I said, for a red, very, very summery-like.
Yes.
Suggestion, put it in the refrigerator and chill it for 5-10 minutes. Even though it's a red, you can still do that. You'll find that to be very, very pleasant. Next up, in memory and honor of my father, Dr. Z, he loved Rieslings. Love those sweet Rieslings. I picked up a Riesling just out of the blue at one of the local wine stores. Not expensive. I think it was $14, $15 from the Willamette Valley. Kudos Riesling. A very, very approachable wine. Didn't know anything about it and figured, you know what, for $14, let me try it, see how it is.
Right, you can't go wrong.
Right, and where is it right here?
Yes.
Is that right there? Pour that in. And again, this is a very, very light Riesling. Now, as we said, the Riesling grape, initially Sommelier Dave, from the Rhine region of Deutschland.
Germany, Alsace, Switzerland. It gets very little summertime weather or whatever. It's usually a colder climate.
But now grown in Oregon. I think New York State is starting to grow Riesling.
It should be great for that. Washington State.
All right, let me say cheers. Very, very fruity on the nose.
It's very light. It's dry.
Not overly sweet, but this is very, very pleasant. I would say this is moderately sweet.
You know, that's a good thing, Dave, because if it was overly sweet, you'd probably be drinking a lot of water to get a lot of that sugar off your palate. This is refreshing, and that's what your show's all about today. Yeah.
Correct. Moderately sweet, crisp and light. I've got some nice notes of apple and peach.
Yep, exactly.
Very fruity. Very nice. Again, this is the kind of wine where out by the pool, you could just enjoy it, have a glass, have two glasses.
You wanted to use it as an aperitif before you were going to have dinner, like dinner's in an hour.
Absolutely.
Have a glass of this.
Yeah. This would also be a nice intermezzo between courses if you want to serve just a little palate cleanser. Mm-hmm. I think the Kudos Riesling, very impressive. A 2014, $14. It was less. I think it was $13.50 is what it was.
There you go.
Nice
but,
solid.
We'll just say $14.15.
Yeah, nice solid wine.
Very nice. Yeah.
Oh, definitely a salad wine.
And I think this particular Kudos Riesling for less than $14 proves there's no association between price and quality of a wine or how much you will enjoy a wine.
No.
Here's a $14, $15 wine. You can't go wrong. And sometimes I say, even if you know nothing about the wine, if it's $14, $15, pick up a bottle. Give it a try. See how you enjoy it. And I should mention that we are using my Coravan wine system today, which allows us to keep the cork in the bottle. We do not have to uncork the bottle, allowing the wine to continue aging, not to turn. When you open a bottle of wine, uncork it, you got about 2 days before it starts to turn. Not so with the Coravan. It's got a little needle that goes into the cork, little argon gas, which is natural in wines, and what that does is it allows the wine to continue to age without oxygenation.
Correct.
So a very, very nice way. Sommelier Dave, this is the first time you're using it, I believe.
No, we've used it
one other time.
Yeah, last year we did a show.
That's right, we did. And it's a great system.
Yes.
Great system available all over the place now. I saw this in an ad in one of the airline magazines, and I said, I hate opening up a bottle knowing that I'm going to have to pitch the remaining in 2-3 days because it's going to turn. Now I've got nice expensive wines. I'm not afraid to just have a glass today, and it stays back in the wine cellar for another 6 months, a year, 5 years, whatever the case is. And it is amazing how the wine continues to age and does not turn.
Sure, it'll keep that freshness. You got to get the air off of it so it doesn't oxidize.
Many restaurants are using the Coravan system as well, allowing them to offer an increased wine selection, especially rare wines where they don't have to open up the bottle and allow you to buy by the glass instead of by the bottle.
That's unique, yeah.
Absolutely. All right, Sommelier Dave, next up we're going to be enjoying a sparkling wine. Tell us about it.
Yes, Piper Sonoma Brut. It's out of Sonoma County. This is going to be 60% Chardonnay, 25% Pinot Meunier, and 15% Pinot Noir. So it's the classic three grapes from the Champagne region of France, but it's in Sonoma County. It has been aged on the lees for 18 months. That should give a nice richness and creaminess to it. You're going to get it very nice right there in the front.
All right. We've got it right here.
And then I was thinking, you know, when you start off in the mornings, you don't necessarily have to have the sparkling wine by itself. You can have it as a mimosa.
Ah, we've got a mimosa here.
Or as a Bellini.
Okay.
Or as a melon spritzer.
So all right. Let's first of all
mango spritzer.
Talk about the tasting notes. What'd you think, Tommy? The Piper Sonoma Brut sparkling wine.
Light, crisp, apple, a little pear.
Yeah, it's going to be smooth, rich, crushed texture, creamy.
I was going to use creamy. It's not overly sweet.
That's because they aged it on the lees. The lees is the sediment before they filter it off. You can age it after it's been filtered. But what they'll do is leave it on those dead yeast cells, and every day they'll go in there with a rake and shake it up. But it gets all that creaminess from that process.
All right, my tasting notes, light, smooth, creamy, no bite, pleasantly enjoyable.
Nice.
Can't go wrong. You could use nice, too, and you've tasted those, but pleasantly enjoyable, suggested retail.
Anywhere from, you know, $15 to $18, somewhere in there, depending on where you live.
All right, so we'll put in the $18. We'll round it up. We'll make it easy. So on the high side, it's going to be $18. Yeah. There's always deals you can find at various wine stores across the country. Now we're going to enjoy a rosé. And I think when we talk about refreshing summer wines, a rosé is really a wonderful wine because it is like, where's the Acacia? The Acacia rosé, somebody, Dave.
Okay.
There we go. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. Before we do that, we got to go to the drinks. We got to go to the libations. Yeah. Not so fast, my friend. Hold on. We got to go to the drinks. So, Sommelier Dave, let's talk. The first one is the mimosa, which
mimosa,
is
orange juice.
Orange juice and
it's a classic.
The Piper Sonoma Brut sparkling wine. We'll say cheers. Take a sip of that.
When you go to any brunch, Sunday brunch or over the weekend brunch, you're going to always be offered unlimited mimosas.
I'd say this is a nice way to start
to get your vitamin C
the day. Yeah, I'd say that's it's the perfect brunch. What would I say? This would be the perfect brunch starter. And you're right. You go to if you're on international flights, they will serve a little mimosa brunches. They have it. I've been to lunch. Parties, lunch functions, they serve that. Next up, what's in the Bellini?
The Bellini is pear liqueur.
All right, so we'll say cheers and take a sip. Again, just pear liqueur and the sparkling wine.
Yeah, when you go to any of your grocery stores now, there are so many nectars out there. That was a pear nectar I picked up, and then I have a mango nectar to come next. It depends on your palate, the flavor profile you're trying to enjoy.
Fruity and sweet is what I would say.
Yes.
Fruity
perfect
and sweet.
For daytime consumption.
Now the mango cocktail. What's in here, Somadi?
It's going to be mango nectar along with the Piper Sonoma fruit.
Wow, this has got a little tang.
Yeah, well, mango.
Yeah.
Mango's going to do that for you, but I enjoy mangoes. When I was stationed in Thailand, we used to have the Puyings cut us up fresh mango all the time. Yeah.
The other ones you could do is Curiel.
Yes.
And then the elderflower and the champagne or Prosecco.
Yes. So there's a lot of things you can do with sparkling wine champagnes for what we're trying to accomplish today.
There is a tanginess from the start, not overly sweet, tart.
Yeah.
Would be the perfect adjective for it. Very nice. So we have three nice ways to serve up some refreshing summer wine in a different manner.
Correct. And that doesn't necessarily pertain to champagne or sparkling wine. That could go for your Rieslings. And if you got a nice Sauvignon Blanc, which we'll be tasting, you can maybe do it with that. There's no reason it says it has to be sparkling wine.
Yeah.
Tommy, do you get a lot of requests for sparkling wine cocktails?
Mm-hmm. They elderflower they use a lot. Curiel.
Yeah.
Mimosas.
Yeah.
So
mimosa's got to be big on the weekends, I would
say. Mimosa, so does the elderflower one.
Saint Germain.
Saint Germain.
Yeah.
We go through a lot of that.
There's a lot of people that have come out with, I don't like to say a knockoff, but a version of Saint Germain's elderflower.
All right, next up, the Acacia Rosé.
There you go.
And looking at it, again, it looks like a rosé, almost a pinkish color.
This is going to be from a Pinot Noir. It's out of it's a California wine, so they were sourcing their grapes throughout all of California. And you're going to have both complex and delicate flavor profile with this. It's going to be really a nice heightened enjoyment. You can do this with salads. It's going to have some mild acidity, and that fruit is going to be forward in the flavor.
Yeah, slight acidity right off the get-go.
So if you're going to do a salad, you want something with a little bit of acidity to balance that out.
Mild notes of fruit.
Yes.
And I would say this is almost, I don't say this is a vanilla-like wine.
No.
But I'd say this is just a, I think the right terminology would be non-offensive.
No, not at all. You can drink it by itself, waft it by itself, or have it with some food.
But if you're looking for a sweet wine, this would not be it.
No,
rosé is usually not sweet.
No, they're
correct.
Dry. Dry.
Correct. But again, slightly acidity, mild notes of fruit, non-offensive.
The dryness is a lot different than when you get a dry Chardonnay, because then that is over oak sometimes. You get
right.
That
there's
wood.
No wood. Right. No oakiness on it.
Are most of them in stainless or no?
I don't have that on the notes here, but I would assume. I don't like to assume. I would gander it is stainless.
Next up on our refreshing summer wine tasting maneuvers with Tommy D'Addio, Tommy D, and Sommelier Dave, the Deloche Heritage Reserve Rosé. We're going to stay in the rosé family. Twist off cap, Sommelier Dave, so we cannot use the carbon.
No, I'm loving that.
No, I don't, because these are...
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is, prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the diabetes prevention program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
Today, from the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge in the Cigar City of Tampa.
Never miss a minute of the show when you download the Cigar Dave mobile app for Apple, Android, and Kindle devices. You can listen to our 24/7 continuous stream of the latest show or download the recent podcasts to listen to anytime on your mobile device. Get the Cigar Dave mobile app in the App Store. Search Cigar Dave.
Hi, this is Rocky Patel. I'm here with my brother Nish and my cousin Nimish, and we're talking cigars. Guess what? They want me to vote on what my favorite cigar is. It's tough, but I'm going to go with the Decade. I love it. It's rich, decadent, and smooth.
Rocky, you know what? The Decade's a great cigar, but the 15th anniversary, that's the cigar. That celebrated your 15 years in business, and I got to tell you, it's my favorite.
You know what, Nish and Rocky, you both are wrong. The best cigar is Freedom by Rocky Patel. This cigar delivers a lot of spice, a lot of flavor, and in my opinion, it's the best cigar we make.
As usual, we can't agree. But guess what? There's a great cigar for everyone. I promise you. Nobody works harder than we do to make you a great quality cigar. Come visit us at RockyPatel.com.
Surgeon General warning, cigars are not a safe alternative to cigarettes.
The Cigar Dave Officers Club has been bringing you fantastic cigars every month for the last 15 plus years. The streak continues. The June 2019 Officers Club selection features the Balmoral Añejo XO Connecticut, a delicious cigar crowned with a shade-grown wrapper from the Connecticut River Valley. The Balmoral Añejo XO Connecticut provides a luxuriously creamy experience, nice notes of vanilla, toasted caramel, a little bit of pepper, a nice, smooth, natural sweetness to the Balmoral Añejo XO Connecticut. To become a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club and get great cigars such as the Balmoral Añejo XO Connecticut, it's very simple. Go to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club, and for $22.95 per month, you will get three exquisite cigars shipped directly to you. Join the Cigar Dave Officers Club and experience great cigars such as the Balmoral Añejo XO Connecticut.
Don't go anywhere. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. Just 1 more minute until Cigar Dave returns. Your five-star general is back in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Well, I was down in New Orleans, everything's fine. All them cats drinking that wine, drinking that mist, here's your life. When they get drunk, they singing all night, drinking wine, spooty ooty, drinking wine. Wine, spooty ooty, drinking wine. Wine, spooty ooty, drinking wine. Pass that bottle to me.
We are drinking some major wine today, refreshing summer wine tasting maneuvers. As we get into the dog days of summer, we need something cool, refreshing, that will break up the heat and keep you in a non-parched state. As we come to you from our Ford Theater of Command, Command Center Alpha 1A at the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge in the Cigar City of Tampa. Tommy Diadio, the Senior Executive Vice President of Spirits Procurement for Davidoff of Geneva and the three Corona cigar stores in Orlando. Sommelier Dave Cavanis, join us. Next up, Sommelier Dave, the Etoile Estate-Grown Carneros Pinot Noir Rosé. Now, I would say Etoile, spelled E-T-U-D-E.
Yeah.
I would say Etude, but Etoile.
Why say Etoile? It probably is Etude.
Could be Etude, but it is not French.
No, so.
little bit of a threw me for a loop. It is from California.
California, the People's Republic.
And I forgot to ask you, on the Acacia Rosé, suggested retail.
Acacia's Rosé was very moderately priced. It was going to be somewhere between $11 and $12.
All right, $12. And on the Deloche Heritage Reserve Rosé?
Very similar, from $10.50 to $12, somewhere near.
All right, $12. And now the Etude. I say Etude.
Etude.
You say Etois.
I like that.
Carneros Pinot Noir Rosé. So from the Pinot Noir grape. And again, why does it have that light pinkish rosé color?
Because it's what the skins have only been put on the juice for a small period of time. This is probably about 6 to 12 hours it's been on.
All right. This isn't even rosé-like. This is almost
very
a
light.
Rosé to white in color. We'll say cheers.
Cheers. It's going to have some really nice strawberry flavors and white peaches. It's real
definite.
Pleasant. You get some floral out of the nose and all that.
I would say strawberry sweetness, yet smooth and refined.
Yeah, you're going to get some real vibrancy out of that one.
Yeah, you know what? This is vibrant and refreshing and light.
Yeah, it's under $20, so you can get it anywhere from about $18 to $20 as you look for it.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
In fact, we're going to add that because that's one that I would definitely take home and enjoy by the pool. So the Etude Estate-Grown Carneros Pinot Noir Rosé from California, strawberry sweetness, yet smooth and refined, vibrant and refreshing.
Yes.
Very nice. Now, the next one, Arenazano Hacienda Rosé. Sounds Italian.
No, it's
Mexican.
Actually Spanish. It's
Spanish.
Coming from Navarre, Spain, and the grape is Tempranillo.
I love Tempranillo.
There you
go. Love Tempranillo grapes. Very, very nice.
They're delicious. They go perfect with food. In fact, we did the one wine for your mother. She loved it.
Hooked me. Yeah. What's the Marcus de Caceres?
Yes.
You were the one. What's the name of it?
It began with an S.
I'll look it up.
Yeah.
It was
delicious.
Incredibly smooth. Love Spanish wines. So tell me about the Arenazano Hacienda Rosé.
Well, this stands out for its uniqueness of the terroir. When you talk about Europe, they're always talking about terroir.
Which means what?
The land. It's okay. What the land does for the grape and all that. And it has a potential to give life to the wine that would be referenced with the highest quality of the grapes that are being produced here. The aim is to create wines that express a singular character. And what you're going to get here is pale pink, bright, lively, intense aromas on the nose of red fruits, strawberries, citrus notes, pink grapefruit, floral notes, rosé, and white pepper, roses and white pepper.
This is absolutely delicious. Here's my tasting notes. Lively and perfectly sweet. Light fruitiness, exceptional balance. What do you think about that, Samadhi, Dave?
I think it's great because for the price point,
which is,
you're looking at something around $17 to $18.
$18. This is a five-star selection. No doubt about it. So is the Kudos Riesling, by the way. Those are five stars. So thus far, we've had the Kudos Riesling Willamette Valley, the Piper Sonoma Brut Sparkling Wine, the Acacia Rosé, the Deloche Heritage Reserve Rosé, the Etude Estate-Grown Carneros Pinot Noir Rosé, and this latest Arenazano Hacienda Rosé from España. Lively and perfectly sweet, light fruitiness, exceptional balance. And we started off with the special surprise wine, a Michael David 2015 Lust Zinfandel. We still have about 15 more wines to sample, maybe more, a little bit less, including the Callio Estate Ice Wine from Canada. Much more refreshing summer wine tasting maneuvers from our Ford Theater of Command, Davidoff of Geneva, in the Cigar City of Tampa. Hour number two of the Cigar Dave Show is next.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. North State Now is brought to you by Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, every Thursday night at 6 p.m., right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Meanwhile, here at home, voters think that President Trump's doing a better job of handling the economy than Barack Obama did at the same point in their presidencies. Correspondent Ken Lorman looks at the results of a Rasmussen Reports national telephone and online survey.
The poll finds that 50% of likely U.S. voters now think President Trump is doing a good or excellent job handling economic issues. That's up from 39% in mid-2017 and just short of the high of 51% last October. By comparison, in late June of his third term in office, President Obama earned positive marks from just 34% when it came to handling economic issues.
Other findings from the survey, 47% gave President Trump good or excellent marks for his handling of national security issues. He fought to the end. A former New York City first responder who was a leader in the fight for the September 11th Victims Compensation Fund has died at the age of 53.
Luis Alvarez responded twice to 9/11, once as a New York police officer who spent 3 months working in the rubble, and then again when he fought for funding for those sickened at Ground Zero. In his final days of battling colorectal cancer, he testified before Congress about the need for permanent funding.
You all said you would never forget. Well, I'm here to make sure that you don't.
His family, in a statement on Facebook, said, "We told him at the end that he had won his battle by the many lives he touched." Julie Walker, New York.
And you can check out more news and read more analysis at townhall.com.
Donald Trump has declared war against the Federal Reserve. The winner will determine the outcome of the world's economy. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. Trump has called the Federal Reserve crazy, his number one enemy, and believes they've blown a massive asset bubble that their rising rates will pop. Trump knows he must beat the Fed to the punch before they cause another financial collapse. He'll do this by monetizing gold. His brilliant plan will cause the price of gold to double overnight. I lay it all out in my in-depth report, The Mar-a-Lago Accord. To get this report and a free copy of my best-selling book, text the words Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. The U.S. owns more gold than every nation in the world. Trump's about to use that gold to make America great again. Text Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. If you have an IRA or 401k, you absolutely need to see this. Text Trump Gold to 49776.
FedEx is suing the United States government over export rules it says are virtually impossible to follow because it handles millions of packages every day.
Memphis, Tennessee-based FedEx sued the Commerce Department and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross in federal court. The delivery company says most packages are sealed when customers drop them off. It compares names and addresses of shippers and recipients against a government list of groups and people who could be national security risks. Last year, FedEx paid $500,000 to settle government allegations that it violated export rules in handling some shipments to flagged entities in France and Pakistan.
Correspondent Jeremy House with that report. The Commerce Department said in a statement it has not reviewed the complaint but looks forward to defending our role in protecting U.S. national security. Actor-turned-politician-turned-radio personality Fred Grandy turns 71 today. This is townhall.com. A man accused of killing his wealthy father for cutting his allowance has been convicted of murder after a New York jury rejected his insanity defense.
Thomas Gilbert Jr. showed no emotion as the verdict was delivered Friday. The 35-year-old is set for sentencing August 9th. He faces up to life in prison. A product of a privileged upbringing that included private schools and Princeton University, he shot hedge fund manager Thomas Gilbert Sr. in the Elder Man's Manhattan apartment in 2015. The son has schizophrenia and other psychiatric problems. His lawyer said Gilbert Jr. was too mentally ill to know what he was doing. Prosecutors said the son knew and was motivated by anger over the reduction in his allowance. Patrick Foss reporting.
On this day in 2006, the Supreme Court ruled by a 5-3 decision that President George W. Bush's plan to try Guantanamo Bay detainees in a military tribunal violated U.S. and international law. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. North State Now is brought to you by Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, every Thursday night at 6 p.m., right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
To the world of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
The dog days of summer are upon us. It will be hot, it will be humid. There will be days as you sit by the patio or by the pool where you say, I am parched. I need something that is going to be cool, something that is refreshing, a libation that is light and lively. We have the perfect selections for you today. As we conduct refreshing summer wine tasting maneuvers on the Cigar Dave Show, along with resident expert sommelier Dave and Tommy Diadio, the senior executive vice president of spirit procurement for the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge in Tampa and the three Corona cigar stores in Orlando. We've sampled about six or eight sparkling, a correction, of refreshing summer wines. I think we got about 25 plus more to go. We'll see how far we can go. And we welcome you back, hour number two of the Cigar Dave Show. You may follow along. We will have a printable PDF file that you can take with you to your favorite wine store, spirit store, that will list every one of the wines that we are sampling, whether it is a sparkling wine, a rosé, a Chardonnay, an ice wine. We will have country of origin, average price, our tasting notes. You will be prepared as you walk into your wine store to enjoy some of these great summer wine selections. Sommelier Dave, we started off with a very special wine in hour number one, the Michael David 2015 Lust Zinfandel. Very, very nice. Very surprisingly light for a red Zinfandel.
Well, because it was done more in a style to be consumed in the summertime rather than big and bold like a Cabernet for dinner, you know, steak, tuna fish. It was really just delicious.
In honor of my father, Dr. Z, the Kudos Riesling Willamette Valley, a five-star selection $13, $14 wine, moderately sweet, crisp and light, apple and peach notes, very delicious. Then we went with the Piper Sonoma Brut Sparkling Wine, the Acacia Rosé, the Deloche Heritage Rosé, the Etudet Estate Grown Carneros Pinot Noir Rosé from California, and another five-star selection, this time from Spain, España, the Aranzazu Hacienda Rosé. That was absolutely magnificent. $18 wine, lively, perfectly sweet, light fruitiness, exceptional balance. So far, Sommelier Dave, great selections.
Yeah, there's so many wonderful wines out there. And I got to give you kudos, General, because you always say you get a couple friends together. So you have four, six couples. Everybody picks up an appetizer and picks up a bottle of wine. Inexpensive. You sit at someone's house. The object isn't to have a 6-7 ounce glass of wine.
Right.
Have an ounce. Pass it around. Eight wines, there's 8 ounces. And eventually you find what you like, then you have a little bit more of it. But you'll find so many good wines. And you've purported this over the years. And I say to your listeners, they should do what you tell them to do. Try it out.
Just try it. If you
try
see
it.
Something in the wine store that grabs your attention, a nice label, a brand, whatever, for whatever reason, I bought wine like that knowing nothing about it, saying, you know what, for $20, $15, $30, no problem. I'll try it. And I would say 9 times out of 10, I'm glad that I did, because the Kudos Riesling, perfect example, and I keep a few bottles at all times. For $13, $14, you cannot go wrong. It just shows, as we've spoken before, you can't equate price with quality or enjoyability.
No, not at all.
There are some great moderately priced wines. Now, next up, the Longmeadow Ranch Anderson Valley Rosé of Pinot Noir.
Yes, Anderson Valley's north of Sonoma Valley. There's a lot of great growers up there doing sparkling wine, Pinot Noir, Chardonnays, and all that. Longmeadow Ranch, whose main winery is down in Napa, right off 29, up over Whitehall Lane, has a really nice bright, light pink hue to this wine. The aroma is really intense and complex. It's going to be floral stone fruit, fresh strawberry notes, followed by gentle spice.
I like how you said gentle spice. To me, this is a gentle, approachable, mildly sweet wine.
Yeah, a little bit on the Pinot Noir.
Yeah, but very, very nice.
Delicious.
I just say this is just smooth and just...
This is going to be one of the more expensive offerings that we're doing. It's around $19, $20.
Ooh, $20.
Yeah.
We really broke the scale here.
But the thing is, you could do this with brick cook kitchen, garden vegetables. It can hold some stronger, like if you wanted tuna fish, the actual, not out of the can, Charlie, but the actual fish, tuna. This would hold up with that.
I'm going to make this a five-star selection.
Good. Thank you.
Because, again, it is just so approachable, not overly sweet, very balanced, smooth, just delicious.
I like this one.
Yeah, and, again, for $20.
It's a beautiful winery.
You can't go
wrong.
It's
in a great area.
Keep a few bottles of these in the beverage refrigerator, by the pool, by the patio. You cannot go wrong. Now, next up, we're going to go to the Great White North, eh? We're going to Canada, eh? And this particular organization, I believe, makes a very, very fine wine, eh? This actually comes from the Lake Erie region of the Niagara region of Canada. Growing up in Buffalo, people do not realize that New York State is a very large producer of wine. In fact, as land costs have gotten very expensive in California and Oregon, many wine producers, including producers from Europe, have migrated and bought land in the Finger Lakes region of New York State. It's become very popular. The Niagara region has always been known for wine. And when you think of ice wine, you think of
Germany.
Winter.
Yeah.
Germany.
Quite time.
Right. So this particular wine comes from Collio Estate Vineyards. This is called their Vidal, a sweet white wine, Vin Blanc de, from Harrow, Ontario, Canada. 11% alcohol by volume. So let's use, is this already done?
Yes, everything's perfect. Already poured out. The unique thing about ice wine, I learned this by going to Germany and by you know, various classes and that, what happens is there's actually a frost. The grape is let to grow on the vine as long as possible. And then you get that first frost. In Germany, the government comes out to inspect it, to classify it. Yes, it's an ice vine. This, I'm not sure who does the inspection. Probably knowing Canada, they probably inspect it too. So as soon as they say yes, it's got a frost on it, it's ice, they pull it and then do the process. By the grape staying on the vine that long, it's got a little bit of notes of raisin probably.
It's got a dark, it almost has
like
a,
raisin almost, juice.
If you look at this, you would think this is almost a bourbon.
Yeah.
If you look at the color. It's got a caramel color to it. Say cheers.
Wow. That is really good.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm telling you. That they're very sweet. Good. They're sweet.
Tommy D, you got to try this ice wine. It is magnificent. Now, it was last available in the falls, September 2018.
Yeah, they sell out.
They sell out. About $38 U.S.
That's. I like ice wine.
Yeah. This is very nice. A lot of sweetness to it.
With the right dessert or pairing, ice wines are really just phenomenal. They don't get enough play in this country for some reason.
Sweet notes of raisin.
Well, they're not cheap, is why.
Nothing in life really is cheap.
$38.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, I understand.
That's
but
the
again,
problem.
But it's you're correct, and this is only a $375.
Right.
But again, this is not the kind of wine that you would drink an entire glass. This would be great after dinner. This would be great with a cigar and a snifter. Just one little shot.
Most Americans don't understand that, though.
Most Americans don't. However, the alphas and lieutenants of the Alpha Army that listen to the Cigar Dave Show are being properly educated. They will now go out. They will try an ice wine, and they will say, this is definitely sweeter than a rosé or a Chardonnay.
Or a Riesling.
Or Riesling.
A Muscat.
Not just sweet, but it is also fuller in body.
Sure.
This, to me, is almost a bridge between a refreshing wine and a cognac. A cognac made from grapes. My tasting notes on this Callio Estate Ice Wine Vidal. Sweet, notes of raisin, full mouthfeel, perfect in a snifter for an after-dinner cigar. Can't go wrong.
No, you can't. I like it. And to your point, Tommy, yes, they are expensive.
Yeah.
But I've learned in time that a lot of times I bought inexpensive things, and I was buying it again and again and again. Had I bought something of quality initially, it would have been the same as buying all those inexpensive items.
And let me bring up another point. We are using the Coravan wine system.
Correct. It'll stay
there's
a while.
There's a cork. There's a. This is actually, I think, a rubber cork in here.
Yes. Coravan is what they call them.
What's it called?
Coravan.
Oh, the Coravan, but I'm talking about the cork. This
yeah.
is actually like a rubber cork.
Yes.
We didn't have to open this bottle. This bottle I had bought, I would say this is 2002. I bought this probably 8 years ago. And you can see it's probably about three quarters still remaining because I use the Coravan.
Yeah.
I don't open up the entire bottle. I'll have maybe a shot now and then with a cigar in a snifter. So the wine remains fresh. It still ages in the bottle. So you don't have to feel as if, once I pop the cork, that's done. Because this is a very limited wine at $38. So this would be for a $750, you're looking almost at $80 U.S. Again, you're right, not inexpensive. But I'm getting my money's worth because I don't have to open the bottle using the Coravan, which pumps argon gas, a natural occurring gas in wines, which keeps the oxygen out and keeps the wine fresh without turning.
Well, if you think about it, for them to get this grape to the market, it had to be on the vine for so long. There's not that many grapes. So, yes, it's going to be expensive or more so.
And there are other ice wines. And
sure.
If you are ever going to go visit Toronto, Southern Ontario, they're known for their ice wines. Great place to go. Bring some back.
I think Enniskillen is the most popular.
Well, I used to represent Enniskillen.
And then
Jackson Trakes. A lot of it.
Jackson Trakes.
Yeah, that was part of them. Yeah.
Yep.
Very good wines.
Now, there's another
Canadian.
Called Peller Estate Vidal Ice Wine, which also is from Canada. Now, that one's about $80, and I cannot wait. That's one that I really want to get because when you look at this particular ice wine, it's oak-aged. So that's one I definitely want to try. And to me, these ice wines are very unique. You don't see them very often in the U.S., known in Canada, known in Germany. Again, very special wine. It's not the kind of thing that you would enjoy with a meal.
They do Riesling, right?
Yeah.
And Cabernet Franc.
And they're doing it in New York State as well.
You know, some on that point, Dave, if you think about it, because we don't usually mention places to go shop at, but you can go online right now, and a lot of places will ship. You could go search one of the wine engines and find out who has a nice wine, how much it is, and then have them ship it to your house if it's able legally to do.
Well, when I go up to Buffalo this summer, I'm going to plan on going and touring some of the vineyards up in southern Ontario, the Niagara region, and I believe you can bring duty-free, I want to say if you're there for 2 days, I want to say $500 back.
There you go.
I'd have to check, $300, $500, $600. But if you have to pay a duty, it's still not that bad. So, and again, for $38, you buy one bottle of this, one bottle of that, one bottle of that.
Yes.
Just make sure you keep receipts. Never try to screw customs, because more often than not,
you
if you're over it and you declare it, they'll say, you know what, it's not worth the paperwork. Go through.
Right.
They get you if you try to cheat and say, oh, no, I'm not bringing anything, and you got four cases of wine in your trunk. Then you are in big trouble. Next up, Sommelier Dave, the Santa Marina Prosecco.
Yes, what we have is a very nice Italian wine. The grape is Glera, G-L-E-R-A, and it's a Prosecco. So it's a sparkling, it's a unique vineyard where this grapes come from. They use cutting-edge technology along with traditional methods to produce this wine. It's going to be dry with long-lasting flavors. It's also going to be delicate.
Slight dryness, a bit on the yeasty side, with just a tad of sweetness.
I should have had some water going from that ice wine.
Yeah, the other
to
one.
This. Yeah.
This is nice.
But it's nice.
Where is this from?
It's from Italy, where Proseccos are coming out of the Veneto region, northern Italy. You know, you might get some lychee or lemon citrus off of it. I got some citrus notes on this.
And suggested retail, somebody did.
You're looking at $9 a bottle, maybe 10.
All right,
really
so we'll say $10.
Nine.
Again, this is, compared to some of the other sparkling wines and the rosés, I would not put this on the top of my list. But if you are looking for a type
everyday,
of Prosecco,
right,
that's a little dry, not overly sweet, this would be a good choice. And for
sure
$10,
would.
You certainly cannot go wrong. All right, we are, let's see, how many have we done so far? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 down. About probably another 12, 14, maybe more we'd like to do as refreshing summer wine tasting maneuvers continues.
The General is now on Instagram. Follow him for pictures of the latest cigars, libations, and what he's enjoying during the show.
That could be interesting, and we'll have to block out some faces.
Go to Instagram and search Cigar Day.
The General front and center from the Sands Expo Center, Las Vegas, Nevada, where the final preparations taking place for the start of the what was known as the IPCPR convention, the International Premium Cigar and Pipe Retailers Convention. But last week there was a name change. The name of the organization now known as the Premium Cigar Association, the PCA, and final preparations underway here. And we will begin our coverage exclusively on the show floor in various booths. We will give you a view that no one else can get from the public. It is only open to the trade, but beginning Monday, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time, we will begin our live video coverage from the PCA, the Premium Cigar Association trade show and convention. And we are going to be hitting a number of cigar manufacturers. We're going to talk to numerous retailers. We'll give you a tour of the entire floor. Our coverage this year, available at CigarDave.com, available on the Cigar Dave mobile app. That's the best way to get it. We will send you notifications when we get ready to go live from various manufacturers' booths in the show floor. So download the Cigar Dave mobile app right now. Our PCA coverage this year presented by Gurkha, Alec Bradley, Davidoff, Drew Estate, and CAO, all of the aforementioned with new cigars that we will tell you about. The Officers Club selection for July, we're following up the June Balmoral Añejo XO Connecticut selection with a fabulous selection from Aganor Salif. We have three interesting Habano cigars. First up, the JFR Lunatic Habano. If you think bigger is better, you will love these gigantic medium-bodied cigars, including a whopping 8x60 jackhammer and also a fabulous Aganor Salif Habano cigar, a mouthwatering Nicaraguan Puro. Become a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club. Go to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club. $22.95 per month gets you the latest and greatest in the world of cigars. We will see you Monday for our exclusive PCA video coverage.
I'm praying for rain in California so the grapes can grow and they can make more wine. And I'm sitting in a honky in Chicago with a broken heart and a woman on my mind. I'm asking the man behind the bar for the jukebox, and the music takes me back to Tennessee.
The great Dean Martin, yes, talking about rain in California. They have had a massive amount of rain. In fact, they are out of a drought stage, at least this year. Their reservoirs in much of the state very, very high, and there's more snowpack coming down from the high Sierras. So that is good news for wine growers in California. Sommelier Dave, we have two wines we'll get in this segment, both from California. First up, the Fess Parker White Riesling Santa Barbara County.
Yes, it's from Southern California down there. It's Santa Barbara. If anybody knows the name Fess Parker, he was a movie actor.
Right.
He did Davy Crockett back in the, I would guess, late 50s through the 60s. And he took a lot of that money and invested in winery down in California. There's a 714-acre Foxen Canyon Ranch that was established in 1988, and that's where this Riesling comes from.
All right, Riesling, nice one.
Yep, it's going to have some white flower flavor, maybe a little ginger.
Ooh,
lime.
Oh, I like this.
Citrus.
Yeah.
Fresh cut grass. When you talk about some Rieslings and Sauvignon Blancs, when we do that, you're always thinking of grass, apples and grass. That's just the way the grape tastes and all that. Maybe a little white peach on this. Really affordable, too. You're looking at around $12.
Wow. Citrus notes with rich, fruity taste. Very expansive on the palate.
Yeah, good acidity. This is going to be perfect
nice
for, you know, like you do some fruits or as a...
oh, very nice. Five-star selection for the
good
price and the taste.
$12.
This gets a five-star selection. No ifs, ands, or buts. Very, very pleasant. I can't believe $12.
$12.
Very, very nice. You know the old joke, how to become a millionaire? Start with a billion and buy a vineyard.
You know, well, they say that in the all the winery makers that come and do seminars and all that. They'll say to make a million, you got to start off with be a multimillionaire, and then
that's right.
It's a good way to lose money.
Next up, the Jekyll Vineyards Riesling from Monterey. So this will be a little bit different. I'll take a say cheers, take a taste.
A little different, but from the same region of California. It has a cool climate, which is influenced by the Pacific. Has some really nice weight to the flavor of it. And you're going to get peaches, lemon, a little bit on the finish.
Yeah, medium-bodied finish.
A lot drier than the Fess
Parker.
Yeah,
a bit dry and flat is what I would what I would say.
Because of the acidity.
Yeah, for Riesling, this would not be one of my choices.
Not a sugary Riesling, no.
Yeah, I want a little bit more sweetness to the Riesling. Suggested retail.
$15.
$15. Now, when we come back, a very special wine from a very unique vineyard, the Black Cat Saunier of Cabernet.
The Cigar Dave Officers Club selection this month is the Balmoral Añejo XO Connecticut.
This cigar provides a creamy experience that embraces your palate with complex notes of vanilla, toasted caramel, and white pepper. The finish is smooth with underlying natural sweetness. Want these cigars shipped directly to you each month? Log on to CigarDave.com to join the Officers Club.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club. This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Very appropriate song. You need grapes from a grapevine in order to enjoy refreshing summer wines as we conduct our refreshing summer wine tasting maneuvers from Command Center Alpha 1A, Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge in Tampa. Sommelier Dave, next up is a very unique wine. When I was visiting the Napa Valley, about 6 years ago, I had the chance to tour some very unique boutique wineries, one of which, Black Cat Vineyards. And they make a very unique wine called the Black Cat Saunier of Cabernet. It's a very light rosé, very unique method of making wines. And Tracy Reichow, who is the proprietor, this is one of their unique wines that sells out very, very quickly. I don't even know what the price is. I wasn't that bad. I want to say it was about $50, $60.
It's not bad.
But it's got a raspberry ruby color. It's pinker than pink. They call it the little black dress of rosé wine, just as home on the patio as it is in the dining room. Fresh, crisp, dry style. And what's interesting is Saunier means to bleed.
Right.
So it's a very unique method of rosé winemaking that involves bleeding off a portion of red wine juice after it's been in contact with the skins and seeds. Saunier is considered a byproduct of red winemaking because its primary function is to increase the concentration of red wines. And Saunier's unique style of rosé wine because it's so often bolder and darker in color than any other rosé. If you're not a fan of traditional rosé, you will not like the Saunier of Cabernet. But this is 2012. This was bottle number 551 of 724. That's it. 13.5% alcohol by volume. And when I tried this, I was blown away by it. And as Tracy told me, great poolside summer wine, great to serve at dinner in the summer, very unique. And one taste, I said, that's it. I think I bought a dozen a case, and I'm down to, I think, two bottles. That's it. I need to pick up more. They're gone.
Yeah,
it's not going to be until next May that I can pick
you
some of those up.
You may want to contact her and have her put something aside for you.
That won't be a problem. Vintage. That will not be a problem. So basically the grapes are picked. The juice is put into a vat with the skins and seeds of the grapes. After a short time, anywhere from 2 hours to 2 days, a portion of the juice is bled off. Then Saunier ferments on its own without the skins and seeds. The remainder becomes red wine. So this is very unique. I will say cheers on this. What did I do with my glass? There we go. Fantastic. What did you think, Sommelier Dave?
I loved it. And, you know, you mentioned if you're a rosé lover, this might not be your type of wine, but this is the type of wine, if you like Cabernet Sauvignon, something with a Cabernet Franc blend into it or Merlot blend into it, those bold wines that some people just have to have with their steak. To start off your evening, you should have this because I think this is real flavorful, has a really nice appeal to the palate.
Stunningly tasty.
Yeah.
Cabernet taste while remaining light and fruity. And I think that pretty captures the essence of it.
Yeah, it has a lot of flavor.
Very nice. Yeah, no question about it. Flavorful with just with some nice fruitiness to it.
Yeah, and they're in the Napa Valley. So anybody in that valley, and if you go to their website, you're going to see a lot of Cabernet that they produce. Cabernet is king there, as is Sauvignon Blanc, Merlot in the Napa Valley.
And under the price, I'm going to put unavailable because it's sold out. This is a 2012. 2018 is gone.
I've got to wait
till May 2019. But when I buy it, I'm absolutely going to buy, I would say, a dozen. But again, because of the Coravan system, and we'll take pictures and we will send this out on social media, put it at CigarDave.com. You could buy a bottle and it can last you
a long time.
A few weeks, a month, whatever time. You don't have to drink a whole bottle as soon as you open it. Next up, the Zonin Pinot Grigio Friuli.
Yeah, the region in Italy that it's coming from is Friuli Venezia Giulia. Zonin is the producer. It's a Pinot Grigio. Their story goes back about 200 years. They're one of the largest landholders of vineyards in Italy. This is going to be straw yellow. It's going to be delicate reflections of fruity bouquet. Relatively full, light, dry, yet extremely fresh. You would do this with white meat or steam grilled vegetables.
We'll say cheers. Take a sip.
Dish.
It was nice.
Yeah. And as all these Pinot Grigios, you'll find none of them really are expensive. This is a $15 bottle of wine.
And so on this Pinot Grigio, the remarks I would make on it is that it is not overly flavorful.
No, it's not powerful, no.
Yeah. Not powerful, not sweet.
That's why I would go with grilled vegetables or fish or meat, something like that, because it's not going to overpower that flavor profile.
I would say this is a good choice for a non-threatening wine.
Yes.
Because you can't go wrong. If somebody wants something dry, something sweet, it's kind of right in the middle. Can't go wrong. Next up, we're going to go back to Oregon, the Willamette Valley, for the Willamette Valley Vineyards Pinot Gris. What is, we say Pinot Grigio, Pinot Gris, both the same?
It's the same thing, but it's like champagne and sparkling wine. The Italians call that great Pinot Grigio, so there are other parts of the world that respect that and call it Pinot Gris. Gris means gray, so when you look at the grape on the vine, it'll give a gray hue to it. The owner's Jim Barno. He was the founder. He started this winery in 1983. You're looking at the color. It's going to look like straw. The wine opens up with lush aromas of peach, honeysuckle, melon, and citrus.
It almost looks like water. It's so light.
Yeah.
Let me take another sip here.
But there's a lot of flavor to that. You get some acidity on that.
Light, very subtle notes of fruit and sweetness.
Get a little pear on it.
Very refined is what I would call this. Very refined. And
this could be a quaffing wine where you just drank it by itself, or you could have it with something that you want to cleanse your palate because it's so crisp and clean, refreshing.
This is a nice choice for seafood.
Yes, definitely. Like
seafood's
seafood.
Like, well, the one when you talk about
not over,
shrimp,
right.
I wouldn't douse your shrimp in
butter.
Cocktail sauce because...
Yeah.
That's going to drown out the wine. But if you want just stone crab for a little appetizer, some shrimp for an appetizer, this would be a great appetizer wine, no doubt. Suggested retail.
You're looking at about $7 a bottle.
That's it?
I'm sorry, $17 a bottle. Just that one.
Like, wait a minute, that's a little too cheap. Now we're going to enjoy the Pine Ridge Chenin Blanc Viognier.
Yeah, this
is
a collaboration of Chenin Blanc and Viognier. It comes from Pine Ridge Winery. One of my favorite wineries, it's right there on the Silverado Trail in Napa Valley. It's very few people actually do this collaboration of the two grapes. They'll either do Chenin Blanc or Viognier. You know, when you look at the Mediterranean diet or seafood, they do a lot of Viognier in Italy and in southern France and all that. It's going to open up with fresh lemon, juicy honeydew, melon, and sweet mango.
Bright and sweet, pops right from the first sip.
I love
this
wine.
Very, very pleasant. This is great.
It's really delicious, and this is not an expensive wine. They do have issues with the production because it is a popular wine. It can run out of stock. You're looking at around $15 a bottle.
This gets my five-star selection. Bright and sweet,
I love this
pops
wine.
Right from the first sip. Just approachable,
right, yeah.
Great with anything.
Mm-hmm.
Can't go wrong. Next. Okay, so this one, very limited, is what you're telling me?
No, but it can run into some out of stocks because it can have around this time of the year. People will go out and source this. In the wintertime, there's not as many people drinking light, fruity wines unless you live in Florida. You're drinking it year-round.
Now, again, when we say Chenin Blanc Viognier, that means what?
The collaboration of the two grapes.
So a Chenin Blanc and a Viognier.
Right.
And we haven't talked about Viognier.
No, it's a blending grape with a lot of wineries. You don't get a lot of just Viogniers. Maybe next time we do whites, I'll pull just those so you can accentuate that flavor profile in your mind.
I'll tell you what, those last two, the Pine Ridge Chenin Blanc Viognier and the Willamette Valley Pinot Gris, put those in my bag. Those are phenomenal.
Done deal.
Can't go wrong. All right, let's do one more in this segment. The Matua Valley Sauvignon Blanc Marlborough.
That's where it all began. This is one of the wineries that started Sauvignon Blanc in New Zealand. They are known for it. New Zealand's known for Sauvignon Blanc, and this is the winery that put it on the map. You're going to get classic grapefruit and basil out of this. It's delicious, busting with citrus notes. The palate will be fresh, vibrant, concentration of blackcurrant leaf with a hint of nettle and green melon.
I'm getting some noticeable pepper and...
Wow. That melon stands straight out on this one for me. And citrus. I got a lot of lemon citrus.
Yeah, noticeable, slight pepper and melon, and almost has some, a little bit, some cooking spices, almost like little basil.
Well, it says basil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice. Noticeably slight pepper and melon. Very unique. Not as sweet.
This is something dry.
A little bit on the drier side, suggested retail.
You're looking at $16-$17. But that dryness doesn't, it's so acidic that you start to pucker your mouth.
While we're in New Zealand, let's go to the Whitehaven Sauvignon Blanc Marlborough. So same style. So we will try that. Do we have that, Simone?
Yep. Yeah, there it is.
There it is.
The very
right
last one.
All right. So, again, both are from New Zealand.
Yes.
So we'll get an interesting comparison because it's a vertical tasting.
Right.
We'll say cheers.
This embodies the quintessential Marlborough style.
This has, it's a very unique taste.
Yeah. That's why people love to drink New Zealand Sauvignon Blancs. They're so different than a Sauvignon Blanc from California. When we come back, Groth Sauvignon Blanc.
I'll tell you what I'm tasting on the notes. Almost some basil and oregano.
Yeah.
On the that's what I'm getting. It's basil and oregano.
And you get that grapefruit on it. The grapefruit's right there.
Yep. With melon, hints of melon.
Has a very well-balanced finish.
This is... Not everyone is going to enjoy this. These New Zealands, one thing I've just gotten from this style, the Sauvignon Blanc Marlborough, is that, again, they have that basil oregano aroma, basil oregano notes, some melon, hints of pepper. It's a different style.
The Cascade Theater presents 4 free films and a whole lot of fun this July with the Kids Summer Movie Club. Every Sunday afternoon in July, the theater opens the door at 2 with completely free admission for everybody. Turtle Bay will be there to show off some animals and hand out prizes. There's activities, and then the film at 3, featuring Monsters, Inc., WALL-E, Cars, and Brave. 4 films, 4 Sundays in July. Sponsored by JPR, KIXE, First 5 Shasta, and Turtle Bay. See you there.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
Absolutely fell in love with everything about the facilities here. The kitchen crew is awesome. The meals are wonderful. I find it interesting as I look around the dining room how every table seems pleasantly happy. I mean, they're not just sitting there eating. There's conversation. I mean, everybody here, everyone that works here has treated me like I am special. I mean, it's just amazing.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeoplradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Of America was created to work for a new political day for cigar enthusiasts across America, to roll back restrictive laws and defeat onerous taxes and regulations that impact everyone from your local cigar shop to your personal humidor. For the price of a few great cigars, be a part of this effort to protect your right to enjoy a cigar without excessive taxation and cumbersome legislation. Go to cigarrights.org. Let's tell the government we've had enough. Join now, cigarrights.org.
The Cigar Dave Officers Club has been bringing you fantastic cigars every month for the last 15-plus years. The streak continues. The June 2019 Officers Club selection features the Balmoral Añejo XO Connecticut, a delicious cigar crowned with a shade-grown wrapper from the Connecticut River Valley. The Balmoral Añejo XO Connecticut provides a luxuriously creamy experience, nice notes of vanilla, toasted caramel, a little bit of pepper, a nice, smooth, natural sweetness to the Balmoral Añejo XO Connecticut. To become a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club and get great cigars such as the Balmoral Añejo XO Connecticut, it's very simple. Go to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club, and for $22.95 per month, you will get three exquisite cigars shipped directly to you. Join the Cigar Dave Officers Club and experience great cigars such as the Balmoral Añejo XO Connecticut.
Don't go anywhere. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. Just one more minute until Cigar Dave returns. Your five-star general is back in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Every year about this time, my wife Melba made some wine. Every year about this time, the air is sweet as Melba's wine. And I sip her wine and I listen to the robin sing and the river run through Kingston Spring.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. Nice selection, Sergeant Steve. Very good selections throughout. That is a Johnny Cash tune I'm not familiar with, but Johnny Cash, a classic, American classic, no doubt about it. Final segment, Refreshing Summer Wine Tasting Maneuvers. Tommy DiAdio rejoins us, Senior Executive Vice President of Spirit Procurement for the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge in Tampa and the three Corona Cigar Stores in Orlando.
I got an interesting story about that. Melba was related to my girlfriend, Jo Hall. It's her aunt. And she
really?
She just died, Melba, and she has the notes from it.
I thought Melba was just talking about the toast.
No, Melba.
Who knew?
Melba is actually a woman. She just recently passed away.
How do you see? Yep. 3 degrees of separation. Sommelier Dave Cavanis rejoins us. We have four summer refreshing wines we will get to. Now the Graf Sauvignon Blanc from Napa Valley. Tommy, you said we need to eliminate a few wines. You said don't eliminate the Graf.
Never Graf.
Why?
It's just, they make
great wine
so good, and it lasts a long time, and it gets better with age.
All right, we will say cheers. Tell me about this Sommelier, Dave.
Well, Dennis Groth has been making wine since the late 70s, right there in Napa, right along the floor. These grapes are grown throughout all of California. You're going to get some really nice melon citrus character in both aroma and flavor because of that warmer microclimate that is in the area of the winery. You're going to get some nice creaminess again because it has surely aging.
Rich and lively from the first sip.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Subtle sweetness.
Crisp.
With crisp. I was just going to say, with a crisp bite.
Yeah, that would go great with any type of salad when you use these vinaigrettes that are over the top. Yeah. This will cut right through that.
Suggested retail.
You're looking at $20, $21 maybe.
Which isn't bad for Groff.
No, very inexpensive. Yeah.
Very nice. Again, this is a year-round wine, even though refreshing summer wine. Year-round, just very, very pleasant. Next up, the Etoile Estate Chardonnay Carneros.
Yes, you're coming in the Chardonnay. Carneros is in either Napa and Sonoma as you come up the bay from San Francisco. So you get really cool air breezes come in. Perfect for Pinot Noir, Chardonnays. It's going to be really delicate here.
It is.
The color is transparent. It's just a really nice, vibrant, light style, utilizing the natural oak that they utilize. Maybe some apricot.
Yeah, notes of yeast and oak. No sweetness at all.
No, it's dry. Some acidity on
more of a more of a dry taste.
Yeah, very nice though.
Yeah, suggest the retail.
About $40, $41.
Wow.
Wow. So we're talking about a higher-priced wine. This is the highest so far of the bunch.
Yes, out of everything.
All right, very good. Next up, the Chateau Saint-Jean Rosé.
Yeah, Chateau Saint-Jean's out of the Sonoma County area. This is going to be grapes sourced from all over California. It's made without any influence of oak. Kim Crawford started that, you know, doing the un-oak Chardonnay, because they're really trying to accentuate what Chardonnay grape of where it's grown gives you, rather than getting the vanilla of the oak or the roundness from the oak and all that.
And I'm going to take a sip, say cheers here. This is light, fruity.
It's not my favorite.
Sweet?
No.
And somewhat bright.
You might get some nectarine or lemon or passion fruit.
Yeah. Not
it's
bad.
Acidic for you.
Yeah, this is not bad. This is nice. This is nice. Now, the question is, what's the price point?
$14.
All right, so $14 for a light, fruity, sweet, somewhat bright wine, I don't think you can go wrong with. I would make this a five-star selection because I don't think the taste lives up to what I like. But for $14, you cannot go wrong. Next up, we go to Italy for the Piropan Sauve, S-O-A-V-E.
Suave.
Suave.
Suave Rico, man.
Rico Suave. Yeah. What is Suave? Is that a style of grape? Is it
that is the grape, Suave.
Suave is the grape.
Yeah. You're going to get aromas and flavors of white flowers, apricot, citrus, maybe some yellow apple and hay with a notably minerality. So what you're getting is more minerals because where it's coming in Italy. You got to like that flavor profile.
You know, it's got a
totally different.
Yeah, it's got a mineral water hint to it. Mineral water hint. Let me take another sip here.
Yeah, this family has been in Italy for a very long time.
It says my 50th vintage right here.
Yeah.
So that was 2016.
Right.
Pleasant balance and sweetness. I like this.
Wow. Yeah.
I like it. Suggested retail.
This one, I think, was $19.
$19. Again, you know what? I got to tell you, I would give this a 5-star. Mm-hmm. I think it's good. I really like it for the price and the unique taste. Gets the General's 5-star selection. All right, so we have enjoyed 24 different refreshing summer wines, a mimosa, a Bellini, and a mango cocktail. Every one of the wines we have sampled is available on a downloadable PDF with the name, country of origin, price, tasting notes. You will enjoy it. CigarDave.com, all the info. Tommy Diadio. From Davidoff of Geneva and Corona Cigar, thanks for the hospitality as always.
My pleasure.
Sommelier Dave, wonderful job, my friend.
General, thank you very much.
I salute you both.
Back at you twice.
I hope you enjoyed our refreshing summer wine tasting maneuvers as much as we have enjoyed tasting these great wines. We've got fantastic selections, including our 5-star selections. Just go to CigarDave.com. You can download it. Cigar Dave, the General, saying, may your humidor always be full. May your cutter always be sharp. Mayor Ashby, extra, extra long, Semper Delectatio. Always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Make masculinity great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. And may your summer wines be refreshing and cool and lively and ever so delightful.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
The McConnell Foundation is pleased to sponsor this year's Colt 45 season. We support hometown baseball in South City Park, part of the heart of Reading. Families, local businesses, and nonprofits make this community event successful. The McConnell Foundation believes the best way to build community is to support it together. Baseball is for everyone, from little leaguers to senior games. Thank you for rooting for our home team. Go Colt 45s.
Just a very quick meeting, because I'll be at the DMZ anyway, the border. I'll be at the DMZ.
President Trump making the announcement just before a closed-door meeting with South Korean President Moon Jae-in. The president extending the invitation before he left the G20 summit, and said that he would even step across the border and put his foot on North Korean soil if Kim wanted him to. Mr. Trump says it'd be a short meeting, just nothing more, baby, than just a handshake. Leaders of the Evangelical Covenant Church voted to defrock a Minneapolis, Minnesota pastor and expel his church for permitting same-sex marriage. Reverend Dan Collison had his credentials removed by a 77% vote at the church's annual meeting in Omaha Friday night. Leaders also voted to expel Collison's First Covenant Church, a founding member of the 134-year-old denomination. Monday's planned groundbreaking for a new U.S.-Mexico border wall construction has been blocked by a federal judge.
Not only does U.S. District Judge Haywood Gilliam's order make permanent an earlier injunction that had barred the Trump administration from breaking ground on a pair of projects in Arizona and New Mexico, it extended the order to four more proposed construction sites in Arizona and California. The ruling late Friday is almost certain to be challenged by President Trump, as was Gilliam's May injunction.
George Bonzani reporting. Competing demonstrations spilled into the streets of downtown Portland, Oregon today, with fights breaking out in places as marchers clashed. At least three groups had planned rallies or demonstrations at different sites around the city. Several people were arrested. More at townhall.com.
Maybe you'd like to know what exactly Relief Factor is. It was created by doctors. It's a 100% drug-free supplement with four key ingredients that simply help your own body deal with the natural inflammatory response that it has. It's easy to swallow, four little capsules in each packet, like the packet that I carry with me at all times. Three packets a day for a week, then two packets a day for 2 weeks, and I have just described the three-week quick start. And you will know in 3 weeks. That's the beauty of it. Whether it works, they don't drag you on. That costs just $19.95. There's a very good chance that a very serious percentage of my listeners suffer from some sort of muscular or joint pain. You should try this for $19.95. That's all you can lose. If it works, they will send it to you automatically. If it doesn't work, tell them not to send any shipments, and it's as simple as that. It is all at ReliefFactor.com. I've been using it for years now. ReliefFactor.com.
An animal sanctuary has been cited by North Carolina labor officials for safety violations after a lion fatally mauled a 22-year-old intern last December.
The State Occupational Safety and Health Division issued a citation for three serious violations to the Conservator Center. Because Alexandra Black was an unpaid intern, the division could not issue a direct citation for her death. Officials issued a citation after determining that other employees were exposed to hazards In an investigation following Black's death, the division found that the center had ineffective procedures to secure dangerous animals. It did not do adequate inspections and maintenance on animal enclosures. Patrick Frost reporting.
Saturday birthdays included actor Gary Busey turning 75, comedian Richard Lewis was 72, actor turned politician turned radio personality Fred Grandy, gopher from Love Boat, turned 71. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A judge in Oklahoma has signed off on the state's $85 million settlement with Israeli-owned Teva Pharmaceuticals.
The settlement follows a squabble between the attorney general, legislature, and governor over how the deal was structured. Cleveland County District Judge Thad Balkman signed the agreement, calling for the funds to be used to help abate the state's opioid crisis. Under the deal, Teva admits to no wrongdoing and agrees not to promote opioids in Oklahoma. The company also agrees to help law enforcement investigate cases of opioid drug diversion or other criminal activity.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Oklahoma Attorney General Mike Hunter issued a statement saying the resources and terms of the agreement would help abate the ongoing crisis the state's facing and help prevent doctors and Oklahomans from being misled by marketing materials from these companies. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockster.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, giving you opinions and facts with a positive approach, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. It was straight up on Wednesday. And as usual, so much broke late last night, you probably did not get a hold of it. We went over a little bit on Fox and Friends. And then, of course, you mostly plan your day around when Neil Cavuto comes on television, which is on two networks throughout most of the day. And now your weekends, because he gets paid by the hour and soon by the word.
You should talk to him, man. You should talk.
How dare you, you backtalk me on my own show? You interrupt me. So Neil Cavuto is here. We also have a very special guest at the bottom of the hour. But here are the big three things you need to know.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Well, I'll tell you what the message is. When they're ready, they'll have to let us know. When they're ready, they'll let us know. Very simple.
Ready to negotiate, you mean?
Ready to do whatever. Doesn't make any difference. Whatever they want to do, I'm ready.
Here we go. The president yesterday in the Oval Office, my words, misinterpreted. President Hale's decision to not strike back militarily was viewed as weakness and a victory by Iran. As they amp up the rhetoric and we amp up our sanctions, my prediction, a strike is coming because Iran seems poised to lash out again. Will Trump be forced to hit back? I say yes.
Number two.
The Democrats are doing much more to hurt us. I mean, they did killing us on the border because they're not doing little things that are so easy. Asylum, we could fix it so easy. They don't want to do it because they think open borders is a good thing.
You know what? The president, get it done. House fights, rattles, and rolls out an aid package for the border, but nothing for security. The Senate is hammering out their version. They have 48 hours to come up with a plan that the president will sign. Details are coming your way.
Number one.
Any testimony from this office would not go beyond our report. The report is my testimony. I would not provide information beyond that which is already public.
Oh, that was his words, Robert Mueller, in his 9-minute address to prevent going back to Capitol Hill. Guess who's coming back to Capitol Hill? Robert Mueller. Mueller's coming to town. Set your DVRs, or in Neil Cavuto's case, VCRs. 440 pages, 2 years of investigations is not enough. We'll see this show come July 17th. Neil, welcome back.
Good to see you.
How I know we've been looking forward to this, but can you put into words how much you've been looking forward to coming back?
It goes without saying.
Really?
Well, you know,
Because I have time for you to say it.
Good. No, I will. I'm always top-lining. I love watching in the morning. I love your sense of humor. I don't get a chance to listen to this as much.
Because you're prepared for your two shows, an FBN as
no,
well
no,
as
no,
MNC.
No, no, no. I just love your wit, and it never ceases to get me going in the morning. Well, so I enjoy it, and I'm very flattered.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. Meanwhile, let's talk about what happened late last night. Robert Mueller says a friendly subpoena will bring him to town. We've heard the analysis. Neil, do you sense after this is done, after his two hearings, I sense the Democrats might be let down by this?
I don't know. I'm very surprised in the end that he agreed not only to testify to one committee, but two committees. And I'm sure if you're on the Senate side, Brian, you're looking and said, hey, what about us? So I don't think this will end. Now, he says, as he did in that statement you showed you played at the beginning, that, you know, the report speaks for me and I'll speak only about what was in the report. But they were going to ask him what drew him to those conclusions, and they're going to ask him, and certainly Republicans will, what was he basing that on, and it's going to be a mess.
I sense that he was almost like the King of England with this, that he wasn't hands-on with this. I don't know if he really knows the details of the report. And I thought that was clear in a very nervous address in that 9 minutes. I don't know if he can get into detail. And I know Republicans are also, in many cases, looking forward to this opportunity.
Yeah, well, we're going to see. It's going to be fireworks. I mean, obviously, Democrats are going to push him, you know, on the obstruction where you didn't have enough either way to make a convincing argument. Why and did you leave it to us? And what did you see there that couldn't fully exonerate him? Republicans are going to counter and just saying, do you think this is a big old nothing burger here? And was it based on something that was, you know, kind of specious to begin with? So I don't know, I guess, in the scheme of things, Brian, whether it changes any minds. It's just adding some summer drama.
Here's Alan Dershowitz, the liberal attorney, always opinionated, widely respected. Cut 8.
I'm a liberal Democrat. I'm on the Democrat side.
Oh, we
here,
didn't know that.
And
Alan,
I'm trying to stop them from shooting themselves in the foot. What I'm trying to do also is protect the civil liberties of all Americans, because as you said, Laura, if they can do this to the special counsel, they can do it to any prosecutor. Any prosecutor comes in and says, no, I've decided not to prosecute this corporate executive. Congress
Bring
can now
in.
Come in and say, wait a minute, why didn't you prosecute this corporate executive? Tell us all the evidence that you rejected. Tell us about the witnesses you didn't believe. Everybody is at risk from this Democratic ploy.
That was him doing some instant analysis last night. First off, are you amazed at the velocity of news that comes out?
It's incredible.
Everyone
coming in early in the morning, and so much has happened overnight now with Iran and obviously with China and everything else, and then this. You have to constantly check your device. The one thing we tell our kids not to do, we have to do.
I don't talk to my kids. I just let the domestic help raise them.
I
have them wear name tags. I don't really.
I like that dismissive attitude.
Right.
That's fine.
Because they don't come out and say, it's not like I was hands-on.
Right. I say, talk to your mother.
Yeah. You know? Cut 17. Jay Sekulow, not worried.
But Bob Mueller's going to have to answer some questions. For instance, when you fired Peter Sprok, well, first of all, who fired Peter Sprok? Word is that Bob Mueller fired Peter Sprok, but then Andrew McCabe said he actually fired Peter Sprok. So who fired Peter Sprok? How did you allow Peter Sprok's phone to be wiped clean after he was terminated from the investigation? How in the world, as the special counsel, did you allow evidence regarding bias to be removed from the phone and then that phone reassigned to someone else? Then you've got the whole issue of conflicts of interest. So the irregularities of the investigation are going to come forward here, I'm sure. People like the congressman are going to ask those. Those are legitimate questions. So Bob Mueller's going to have a lot to answer to. His report speaks for itself.
And you know, you've had a lot of these guys on. You had Mark Meadows on. You have Jim Jordan on all the time. They're going to have a shot at this.
Right.
You have Collins comes on all the time. He's extremely well prepared. I imagine there's going to be people landing a lot of blows in this. This is what Robert Mueller was looking to avoid at 74 years old after the career he's had.
Yeah, he didn't want this. I can't believe that he didn't think this was going to happen, though, that they were going to drag him to the Hill to explain his findings, regardless of what they were or would have been. So I think he's prepared for that. But if he thinks he can just stick to the script that was the 400-plus page report and not deviate from there, they're going to force them to. And I think the fact that most of his questioners are, in fact, lawyers, they're going to really force him to.
Couple of things. Do you believe the Democratic effort to stop Trump on every way, including at the border situation, does it exceed what Republicans were doing to stop Obama in every way and later on what Democrats would do to stop Bush? Does it seem – it seems to me like they're more outraged by Trump than they ever wanted Bush, although they were – Harry Reid was making all those dismissive comments, especially right when the war went bad. Put it in perspective, Neil. You've been through – we've been through a lot of administrations.
I always think this political theater, for example, how many times do we even hear the term, I'm outraged, you know, and I said, it is outrageous. If I had made it a drinking game,
right,
I'd be plowed by 8 in the morning.
Right, and you but are anyway.
That's my positive reaction to you in the morning. But it's so incredible, Brad, that you know, everyone feigns this, you know, incredible disgust at what's going on. But the border situation is a very good example of that, essentially using these kids to make an argument that border security folks should be better at changing diapers and providing toothbrushes and toothpaste. And what they're doing now, and I talked to one who I think was a little more than 20 years old, and he wasn't trained for this. He's doing the best he can.
Right.
But I just think this, it's one way or no way, this inability to see on the other side. The two sides can come to agreement on a lot of things. This new, you know, security measure that is going to go, at least the Democrats' liking, mostly toward helping kids at the border. But none of these issues that they're raising will address the issue of how many kids get to the border. So we go back and forth on this, and everyone's outraged, and nothing gets done.
But here's the thing. I actually went to the border, and it's like this. Have you been to your local police station? Have you?
Yes.
Right.
Why do you assume that I have?
It's dark. It's not built to hold families.
Right.
But if for some reason they were forced to hold families, let's say because of a flood or a natural disaster, it would never be nice. So in Border Patrol, they hold 360 people. They're now asked to hold 8,000. Right. And now Democrats want to come down and say, how dare Donald Trump keep these people in squalor conditions? It's not him. And then how dare these Border Patrol people do this to kids? They're separating the kids in a warehouse from adult males. The thing is, Neil, we know this.
You can't win.
Right?
You can't win,
but they know that they are not telling the truth.
Right.
And saying that Donald Trump doesn't put a kid in cages. What Border Patrol, who might be Democrat or Republican, I don't know. I don't know if they march for parties or who they vote for. They find a way to protect them.
This is not part of their job description. You know, and I think you have to realize that regardless how you feel about this issue, but I was hearing one, might have been on Fox and Friends, but I didn't get the politician's name, but the father and the daughter who were found dead, drowned at the border, and said, their blood is on your hands, Mr. President. And I'm thinking to myself, really? How are we going to move this ball forward and deal with this issue when that's where you're starting the debate?
There's a picture. I'm holding up the New York Times now, and you're watching us on Fox Nation, and Neil Cavuto's here. So you have these people putting their lives on the line in order to come to this country, and I'm not asking to build a 2,000-mile wall when it's too hard to debate. I get it. But there's mild fixes that Jay Johnson, he talks to you
too.
Right. Jay Johnson came on our couch and came on the show, and he said, listen, this is a catastrophe before the Democrats would admit to it, and there's some minor fixes you can do. And he said this, when I came to the Republican House or Senate, they asked me what I needed. Now that doesn't seem like they're getting that. So that's the problem. I mean, they're not even doing their jobs.
And the irony is, Brian, as you know, and you talk to all these people, you've been at the border many times, they are in agreement more than they are in disagreement. They both want to address the children of illegals who are here, the so-called DACA kids, and in this twilight zone. They both really want to address that. They both want to do something about this sudden migrant surge that really picked up steam within actually just the last 8 months. And the kid surge that started within the last 6 months. I mean, the kids alone hitting the border is 20 times what it was under Barack Obama. No one could have been or is prepared for that. So they know the sense of urgency and get this, and they know that in any other time they would maybe find a way to deal with this constructively, but it being election year, everything coming up, everyone's polarized.
So this is basically, in case you missed it, this is the House bill that won't even provide money for overtime for Border Patrol agents. $934 billion allocated to food, water, sanitary items. $866 million for creating better housing. It caps child stay in an influx center to 90 days. What if it's past 90 and we can't find a place to put them? We just let them go? $100 million for legal services, $17 million for illegal access programs, $200 million for a multi-agency processing center pilot program. That's what they agreed on late. Now, the Senate, to their credit, put together a bipartisan plan that had Senator Schumer say, I want my plan passed. So, to me, I'm more optimistic about what the Senate is maybe approaching this in a more sober way. We got a day to do it. Your prediction. Do you think in a day?
They're going to be off Thursday and Friday, I believe.
Right.
So they're off all next week. So I don't know the timeline they can get this done. But I do begin to think, and I hate to sound so cynical about it, if you are not going to beef up security forces along the border to help them deal with this influx of kids for whom you claim such concern. Is it really about keeping them busy watching the kids and not the border?
Yeah.
So that this problem continues to fester?
How crazy is this? The National Guard is taking the place of the Border Patrol who are watching the kids, so the Border Patrol go back to the border. And by the way, they in California, they won't provide their own National Guard. So Kentucky and other states have to provide National Guard for California. Why? Because it's a Democratic state. Neil Cavuto's here a few more minutes, unless he storms out, which happens. He does Cavuto Coast to Coast every day at 12 on FBN, and then at 4 o'clock comes on Fox News and does the 4 o'clock show, Cavuto Live, and then he comes in live again on Saturdays at 10 a.m., and he's provided time for you and our audience. Thanks, Neil. Back in a moment.
Politics, current events, and news that affects you. Brian's got a lot more to say. Stay with Brian Kilmeade. Make a healthy choice about the air you breathe. Start with the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit to expel the polluted damp air from your basement and crawl space. Then add upstairs a hospital-grade 6-stage air purifier, which includes a HEPA filter and a powerful dual UV system. Stop worrying about mold, odors, radon, carbon monoxide, chemicals, and hundreds of other pollutants that are trapped in your home. Visit dryhome123.com and learn how to make your home healthier and fresher all year round. That's dryhome123.com.
This is happening. Our busy company's buzzing like the hornet's nest in the tree outside. Then Tina walks in.
We've got a projections problem, Brian. Management's given us crazy numbers to hit and not enough crew to handle it.
I spring into action like a human hornet and jump on Upwork. I book a team of remote freelance pros, each ready to start immediately. And those projections, with Upwork, this is happening. Hey, Tina, want to get lunch?
Thanks, but there's hornets outside.
Upwork. Hire freelancers. Make things happen.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month's supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to 4hims.com/guys. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/guys. That's 4hims.com/guys for your first month for just $5. 4hims.com/guys.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Market volatility has become a fact of life. What does this mean for your investments? Are you aware of and prepared for the risks volatility poses to your portfolio? Should you consider changing your specific holdings or the mix of assets in your account?
Rick Hill and Rory Greek Financial Advisors, the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley, can give you insights about these and other questions and can also suggest strategies that may help better prepare you for the market's ups and downs.
Please call Rick Hill or Rory Greek Financial Advisors at the Redding, California branch at Rick Hill or Rory Greek at 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
From Fox News Talk, here's another sound memory.
Irvin Schatzmerry composed the theme for this extremely successful spoof of the James Bond spy show fad of the 1960s. During its four-year run, Get Smart won seven Emmys, including three for the inept Agent 86 himself, Maxwell Smart, played by Don Adams. The developers and writers for the first parody to ever hit the top 15 shows of the year were none other than Mel Brooks and Buck Henry.
Stay tuned to hear more sound memories on Fox News Talk.
He's so busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Not only are we raising, I've had nine interest rate hikes. Obama had nothing. He had cheap money. So my economy is far better than Obama's economy. Obama's economy was ready to crash. You couldn't do anything. The rules and regulations, which I've gotten rid of. I have great rules and regulations, but they're reasonable.
So the President of the United States with Maria Bartiromo about a half hour ago, Neil Cavuto's here, set to host his show on FBN at noon and then on FNC at 4. So the President going after the Fed again. You know what he wants. He wants the rates down or frozen, and he really feels he's been wronged. Neil, you're the business guy. Has he been wronged?
Well, you know, the irony is that his jawboning about lowering interest rates and the Fed was going too far has been proven true and accurate, that the Fed did go too far, or they wouldn't be considering an interest rate cut now. I think Jerome Powell, the chairman, who he wants to get rid of or demote.
Who we put in place.
Or clean out the men's room. I think that what he's saying, though, doesn't make sense. If you're arguing the economy's booming and these trade deals are making us stronger, then you don't need to cut rates. You certainly don't need to cut. And I know what he's saying about President Obama enjoyed this very loose Fed policy that kept interest rates at or near zero throughout the Obama presidency.
And he printed a lot of money with the
money, and that was the chairman of the Federal Reserve who led that effort. Now, you can make the argument that obviously Ben Bernanke, who was the chairman of the Federal Reserve at the time, was doing that because we were just on the verge of a depression. That's what Bernanke felt. And I've talked to him many times about that. I was in uncharted waters, but I had to do something, and I did. So we can question that all we want. But the president still wants that to happen. You have to unwind that eventually, Brian. You have to realize we're not at that anymore.
Yeah.
And the economy, thanks to a lot of your policies, Mr. President, is doing quite well, so we don't need to return to that. I think what bothers him is that why would you keep tightening and this Pavlovian response as soon as you get good news to tighten interest rates? That's a good debate to be had, but preferably in private.
President's going over to the G20. The big thing is President Xi and coming to a deal. Steve Mnuchin said about an hour ago that 90% of the deal, we're about 90%
through. I think he made that up.
I did too. No,
I don't know where the. I've heard variations of this because
Wilbur
Ross.
Well, he's not leading it anyway.
No, and Wilbur Ross, the Commerce Secretary, just said, you know, two-thirds odds that we get this done. So their estimates are all over the map. It's ultimately going to be the president who will decide whether the deal is to be had and whether the offers that Xi are making are enough to make it happen. The president was telling Maria this morning that I'm in no rush, but I think actually he is. And China is as well. There's evidence there that their economy is slowing. There's clear evidence that ours is a little bit. And I think the president might want to time this, if you're thinking politically, to get done a little bit later than sooner, but not a lot later.
Do you believe that we were that close and it was China that came back?
I don't know. I've tried to verify that. This might surprise you, Brian, but I don't have any connections at the White House. But I suspect that we were a lot closer to something.
Right.
And the Chinese just showed their anger and bolted.
Well, I'm going to have to watch Neil now to get more Neil because he does not talk to me in the halls at 12 on Fox Business and 4 o'clock on the Fox News Channel. Neil, you got to come by more often. And
you
I'll
have
double
another
the,
book
I'll
out. Give me, I mean, what this
oh,
guy's
in the
this
fall.
One. This is old.
Sam Houston, the Alamo Avengers.
My
it's new.
God, it's like a book a week.
Oh, you're so resentful.
I am jealous. Petty and jealous.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
I want you to want me.
Get ready for a musical institution. Cheap Trick, live. Saturday, July 6th, 7:30, Reading Civic Auditorium. An unbelievable night filled with all the hits. Cheap Trick. 40 years, and the legacy continues. Cheap Trick in an unforgettable performance. Saturday, July 6th, 7:30, Reading Civic Auditorium. Tickets on sale now at ReadingCivic.com, the Reading Civic box office, or by calling 530-229-0022.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1977. Criminal Gary Gilmore.
I simply accepted a sentence that was given to me. I've accepted sentences all my life.
By an affirmative vote of a majority of the members of the Board of Pardons of the state of Utah, the death sentence imposed on Gary Gilmore will not be commuted or lessened.
I let the American people down, and I have to carry that burden with me for the rest of my life.
Sam did it through me. He used me. He made me go out there and do it. I did it for him, for blood, for so he can have the blood.
In this hour of sorrow of both Tennesseans, the nation, and indeed around the world, the sadness reflects the talent of one of the greatest talents that this country's ever produced, or maybe this world has ever produced.
News as it happened then,
news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
This is Fox on Justice. Terrence Gamble was pulled over by police in Mobile, Alabama because of a damaged headlight. The police officer smelled marijuana, searched the car, and found a loaded handgun. Gamble is a convicted felon, and so possession of that gun is a crime. He pleaded guilty to a state offense, and then he was charged with a federal crime. Gamble asked for the federal charge to be dismissed, arguing that it's the same offense, and that would be double jeopardy, which is barred by the Fifth Amendment. The Supreme Court has now ruled 7-2, no, it's not. The court upholds the longstanding rule that state and federal crimes are two different things, and double jeopardy protection does not apply. This case drew a lot of interest because of the possibility that President Trump might pardon some offenders in the Russia probe like Paul Manafort, and if that happens, whether those pardoned might still be in danger of state charges. By this ruling, the answer would be yes. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
You want truth, you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
This is so difficult because for a debate where you have two, three, four people on the stage, you can actually bring people in to rehearse. That's really important to do because you really want to simulate as much of that environment as possible. You can't do that here. You know, these candidates can't train and bring in 10 people, you know, or 9 other people to do this with them. They're really just going to have to think very clearly about what moments they want to have that really speak to who they are. What's that big idea or message as a candidate? And do everything they can to land those. But look, some candidates are just never going to get the right opportunity at this debate. And so for some of them, it's going to be about restraint and discipline because just running out there to land something every 2 seconds isn't going to work.
Well, we'll see. That was Robbie Mook talking about what it's going to take to stand out in a 10-person debate. Night one, the biggest name is Elizabeth Warren and Beto O'Rourke, Cory Booker. I think those three have advantages. They'll get most of the attention. Julian Castro. I think his policies are terrible, and he's charismaless. Tulsi Gabbard, if I was to pick a dark horse to stand out, I think it's her. She is so confident. She is so experienced as a lawmaker, as well as self-assured with the military background, and she's counterintuitive to a lot of the traditional Democratic doctrines. Jay Inslee, the very liberal governor from Washington who likes all things solar. Amy Klobuchar has been invisible since she almost disappeared in the snow in her announcement. Bill de Blasio is terrible. John Delaney is talented, very successful, but does not have the backing to be legitimate. And Tim Ryan, in years to come, if he was to accomplish more, I think he would stand out. But as an unimpactful but smart lawmaker, I don't see any way for him to stand out. Plus, he tends to be moderate. Night two, Joe Biden is going to be targeted, and he's going to be targeted by Bernie Sanders. They've never gotten along politically. Mayor Pete should be called out and destroyed. If I was going against him, I would go right to how he handled the latest crisis in South Bend. I would go right to the stats that shows he has not improved that place at all. Kamala Harris has the resume, but she has not performed and is not instinctive on policies, is not going through her strengths by saying things like we're going to get rid of private insurance when she doesn't even believe it. She is not ready. Kristen Gillibrand is great at having 0% support and will just scream and shriek, and I don't recommend that. Michael Bennett has a unique brand. He's somewhat moderate in Colorado. Marianne Williamson will disappear soon. Eric Swalwell should. Andrew Yang wants to give everyone $1,000, and John Hickenlooper, a self-made success story and successful governor of Colorado, would really be better off running for Senate for his party. So that's where they stand. It's going to be two nights. The first night is tonight. A couple of polls. Biden leads in Iowa and South Carolina in this latest poll. Guess what? Bernie Sanders leads in New Hampshire. You also have a situation where in Iowa, South Carolina, and New Hampshire combined, Joe Biden has the most, 29%, Bernie Sanders 20. Elizabeth Warren is really destroying slowly but surely Bernie Sanders' hopes. Mayor Pete's at 14%. I have no idea why anyone would vote for him. A smart guy who served our country, but man, he is not ready. Cory Booker just seems to be yelling constantly. The word is that Beto O'Rourke has remade his campaign with actually policy people on his staff. So we'll see if that translates into anything. So far, he has been the biggest disappointment I can remember, possibly since one of the biggest busts that I can remember. What someone pointed me to, a Democrat pointed me to, is this. Beto O'Rourke is focusing on Texas. If he could do decently in Iowa and they get to a Super Tuesday, most people are pointing to Colorado. Excuse me, they're pointing to California. What he is pointing to is Texas. It's the primary that's there the same day, Texas. So that's what has to happen. Meanwhile, Donald Trump weighed in with Maria Bartiromo on tonight's debate, day one debate, and possibly day two. You know, he's going to the G20, he's going to Marine One, Air Force One, stop in Alaska, and then over to Japan, but said this.
What about the Dems? Are you going to watch the debate tonight? I know you're going to be on a plane. You're on your way to Japan.
Yeah, everyone said I'll be tweeting. I'll actually be in a plane, and it just seems very boring, but I'm going to watch it because I have to. That's part of my life. You know, it's part of my life. Do I want to watch it? Do I want to watch these people? That's a very unexciting group of people.
Funny. Karl Rove talks about the Democratic's message. It's a lot different than the one he went against with John Kerry and Al Gore. Remember, they want someone free health care, someone free preschool. They all want to forgive debt. They want to give $1,000 just for being alive. Karl Rove last night with Sean, Cut 20.
Number two message, and growing up, you know, getting close to it, is the Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Democratic presidential candidate message of free everything, free college, we're going to forgive your debts, we're going to have a guaranteed basic income, $1,000 a check every month for every American, we're going to have Medicare for all, abolish your private insurance, have the government take it over. I mean, free everything, guaranteed federal job, all these lunatic proposals that we hear from the campaign trail. That's the second message. Where's the winning message for the Democrats in either one of those two things? So Mueller's appearance before the Senate, before the House, excuse me, I think sure Republicans are going to ask him some tough questions, and they deserve answers on those.
Oh, I can't
but
wait.
I think the general impression is going to be, this is over. Why are we keep talking about it?
Right. It is over. And listen, with the border, take your best shot, Democrats. Iran, go ahead. Tell me what you would have done different. We already know you would have stayed in the bad deal, JCPOA. And number three, you also have in the economy. Tell me what you would do. The USMCA is ready to go. The Chinese deal could be coming in. A trade deal with South Korea is also imminent, as well as Japan. And when Britain finally gets Brexit straight, they're going to quickly do a bilateral with Britain. That's going to be the president's doing. And they have to say what they would do different. And a lot of these business owners got to look around and say, wait a second, they want to up minimum wage. They want to limit the amount we can drill and frack. They want to stop the mining that's taking place. They're going to have to decide what party is better for business and for them and their bottom line. Listen, we got a special guest when we come back. We're going to be joined by Lori Chapman Longfritz. She is the sister of Medal of Honor recipient John Chapman. And Lieutenant Colonel Dan Schilling will be here, U.S. Air Force retired. They're co-authors of Alone at Dawn. Medal of Honor recipient Chapman, the untold story of what he did in his final hours to save so many. It's not to be forgotten. Back in a moment with that story. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. It's Wednesday.
Getting past all the rhetoric, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
This is happening. Me in my office on Monday. Project hanging over my head like an anvil. And the new guy Rick shows up.
Been thinking about your problem there, boss. The answer's Upwork.
I'm not sure about Rick, but now I'm on Upwork and I'm seeing all the freelance help I need. Creative directors, designers, PMs, all available now. Then I see something even better. Project delivered. With Upwork, this is happening.
People call me R-Dog.
Yeah, that's not happening, Rick.
Upwork. Hire freelancers. Make things happen.
Non-attorney spokesperson, ad sponsored by Openjar Concepts. Attention veterans and active duty military. If you were issued earplugs between 2002 and 2016 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country, and our attorneys want to fight for you. Call 800-303-5053 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file the claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-303-5053. Again, 800-303-5053. That's 800-303-5053.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
An entire elementary school in Maine that learned sign language to help a fellow student makes today's Dean's List. Maury Bellinger is Dayton Consolidated School's first deaf student. The school installed a hearing assistive system and implemented extra teacher training to incorporate sign language into every classroom. Sign language posters line the walls of the hallways, and students have learned how to sign more than 20 words. Many of the teachers began to learn sign language on their free time. They say that Maury helped all of them learn the alphabet, and the kids have really embraced her. To celebrate the students' hard work, the school invented a real-life princess who knows signing to come speak to the students. Cinderella came in, sang to the school, and Maury helped with the signing and the singing. The teachers say they wanted to show the students that signing happens in all kinds of settings. Maury, you are an inspiration to all of us. Janice Dean, Fox News.
From Fox News Talk, here's another sound memory.
Created by the producers of The Cosby Show, Home Improvement star actor-comedian Tim Allen has a TV fix-it show host who wasn't that gifted at home repairs. It also starred Patricia Richardson as his wife, future game show host Richard Karn as his sidekick Al, and little-known then Pamela Anderson as full-time girl Lisa. Home Improvement aired from 1991 to 1999.
What are you doing?
Randy split his pants doing the limbo.
And use a stapler to fix it? That's material on human flesh back there, pal. Let me get my hot glue gun.
Stay tuned to hear more sound memories on Fox News Talk.
From his mouth to your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's my privilege to have with me in studio Lori Chapman Longfritz. She's the sister of Medal of Honor recipient John Chapman, as well as Lieutenant Colonel Dan Schilling, U.S. Air Force. Together, they co-authored Alone at Dawn. And with us now to talk about the story of John Chapman, the untold story of the world's deadliest special operations force, you're both here. Thanks so much. And if you're watching on Fox Nation, you can hold the book up right there. Alone at Dawn is now out. So, Lori, tell me about your brother.
What can I say about John? What I've said it before, he's a hero from day one. He started supporting my mom. I don't want to say supporting. He would, if she felt bad, he would, a toddler John would cup her face and say, "It's okay, mommy." And all throughout his life, there was a young
so
lady.
So taking care of people.
Taking care of people, doing the right thing when no one was looking, doing the right thing when he knew he wasn't going to get recognized for it. It was just ingrained in him that's, you know, even when he did things that kind of went a little sideways, he would do what he could to make it right.
And when was it clear he wanted the military?
Well, he tried college. That didn't really work out too well for him. He tried it for a year or maybe even just a semester. I'm not sure. He kind of kicked around for about a year after that, and he just decided, you know, I want to see the world. I want to go into the Air Force. Initially, my mom made him promise not to go into anything dangerous. So he fulfilled that promise for 3 years, and then he went into combat control.
Combat control. And, Lieutenant Colonel, what is combat control?
So combat control is the Air Force's equivalent of ground special operations forces. So they're equivalent to SEALs or, in many ways, Rangers for the Army. But they're different. In fact, what I maintain, and this is what's in the book, is these are the deadliest individuals to walk a battlefield in the history of human warfare. And the reason they're deadlier than anybody else is they wield more control over precision air power on the battlefield than anybody else. If you're in a gunfight and I'm in a gunfight and we're together and you're a SEAL, you're shooting people point to point. You've got your gun, one person. Combat controllers kill enemy by the score because they do this in a way that their expertise is so far above everybody else.
Wow, that's fascinating. So let's bring us to the incident that gave John Chapman the Medal of Honor. And you guys had to piece this together because you didn't know all the details, but there's video that existed, and you were able to go over and listen to some of the radio transmission. Do you want to start, Lori?
I was not part of any of that.
That's what I did.
Yeah.
So I had already seen the video. The video had existed since the time of the incident. But when I went to piece together the investigation to do this, having been part of the community and the special operations community larger sense, I had access to this. So it was a matter of building on what had already been done, after action reports by the military, some other books that had been written, to reconstruct what John did on the mountain. And what's so amazing about John's story on the mountain is...
Mountain of?
Taghar Mountain. It's a summit in eastern Afghanistan during Operation Anaconda. This is March of 2002. Winter, brutal conditions, in the dark. The SEALs and John went back to rescue a SEAL who had fallen from a helicopter earlier. In the course of this, John saved the lives of all the SEALs he was with as the only Air Force member, but he got shot in the process, mortally wounded. And he was now on the mountain. The SEALs made the decision to retreat. They left him for dead because they thought he was dead, and they retreated. And it happens.
It was SEAL Team 6, too, right?
It was SEAL Team 6. And John recovered and found himself alone on this mountain with 24 hardened Chechen and Uzbek fighters.
Hence the name of the book, Alone at Dawn.
That's correct. The sun has come up. A mortally wounded John Chapman has been holding this bunker, hand-to-hand combat, multiple charges, alone, while he's in the process of dying. He was bleeding to death. I know this because I've got the forensic pathology and the autopsy and all the after actions. Well, a rescue helicopter is coming to pick up the SEALs because no one knows John's up there. And this man makes the decision, bleeding, frozen, in shock, climbs out of a bunker, and then sacrifices himself on the altar of brotherhood to protect another 18 men.
Because why? By doing that, what happens?
He saved this helicopter from probably total destruction. The Al-Qaeda fighters on the mountain were trying to displace him so they could move a heavy machine gun and more rocket-propelled grenades into position to shoot down the third helicopter because they'd already shot down two.
Wow. So, Lori, what does that make you feel as you found out that these were the facts of your brother's final moments?
It's emotional. I mean, it's something that we kind of felt and knew right from the very beginning. You know, when we were told he died immediately, we didn't really believe that. Dan really broke it down in the book, you know, almost second by second of how John died at the very end. And it's very emotional to
can imagine
to hear, you know, how your brother died.
And what's interesting, too, is as a singular fact, this is the first Medal of Honor ever to be captured on video in the act. The only one. And we'll be pushing that out. I think you, Fox, has that footage, but we'll be pushing that out here in short order because the book was released yesterday. And we want people to see this because it's remarkable.
Yeah, it's called Alone at Dawn. So when did you get notified, that, with best you could tell, to say, listen, we know what John did and we want to recognize him?
I would say we knew about it in 19, when we not a little bit after when Secretary James asked the question, what does it take for an airman to get a Medal of Honor?
2015.
Was it? What did I? Yeah, 2015. But we knew a little bit after that. You know, it's through the grapevine. I think officially it was maybe a month or so before the ceremony.
It's just so you have two emotions. One, you have this pride, I imagine.
Absolutely.
I can't believe that my brother did this, even though you can believe it.
No, I can, yes. That, it's
and number
not a surprise.
Two is he's not here.
Right.
So
right.
How do you wrestle with those emotions?
You mean for the Medal of Honor?
Yep.
Or just for it was something that we thought was deserved way back when he was awarded the Air Force Cross. So for me, the Medal of Honor ceremony wasn't emotional. It was more like validation. And, like, thank you, now that everyone knows what John did and that he really deserved the Medal of Honor.
When you were putting this together, Dan, and you were pursuing this story, what else besides the video helped you put the pieces together?
Well, one of the reasons that Lori and I ended up collaborating on the book is I knew all the principal people involved. The operations that were being run behind enemy lines were run by a Delta Force officer who was a friend of mine, and the other combat controllers involved were all people that I knew well. And so for me, I felt a responsibility to bring this story and this community to light because people don't know these guys exist, and they've lived in the shadow of the Navy and Army Special Operations.
Of the SEALs in Green Beret.
Absolutely. And, in fact, you know, when they go off and do these missions, often Uday and Kisei Hussein, two men who deserve to die horrible deaths.
Saddam's sons.
Yes, absolutely. They were targeted by Delta Force, but the individual who killed those guys with a precision strike was an Air Force combat controller, the lowest ranking guy on the team. And so these are these kinds of stories that people don't have any idea that they exist. People don't know there's even special ops in the Air Force.
And do you feel as though they get the respect from the Green Beret and the SEALs?
They do, because what has happened in the course of America's longest-running war is so many SEALs and so many Green Beret ODAs and Rangers have had their lives saved when the world has gone apart by combat controllers. When the SEALs are in trouble, they call for combat control. Same with the Green Berets. When the world is in trouble and they need the first of the first responders to arrive in a place like Haiti to alleviate a nationwide catastrophe, combat control is the first ones to get there because they go in so unsupported. Mm-hmm. So they've got this dual role of humanitarians and the most lethal individuals to ever walk a battlefield.
Wow, fantastic. Glory, what other missions was he on? What type of things did John tell you that he did?
He never said anything. I'm going somewhere, and I would ask him, where are you going? And he would just answer with, yep. I didn't know what he did until after he died. And ironically, I don't know the time frame, but before he left to go to Afghanistan, he told me, if you want to know what I do, read Black Hawk Down. And then Dan was in Mogadishu. I mean, that's like his story or part of his story. So it was just ironic that, you know, we ended up getting paired up. And
you never told me that. I did not.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, I've never heard that. I didn't know that he told her to read that because I was part of that mission.
You were part of that mission. Mm-hmm. And Colonel, was that like he does, or was John there?
No, he wasn't there.
He wasn't there, but that was kind of the mission.
It would definitely explain what they did.
And the reason that it's apropos is when I was in part of Black Hawk Down, I was an Air Force combat controller, and I was working with Delta Force and the Rangers at the time. And these are the things that Americans don't know, and they should know, because they should take pride in the fact that the Air Force has the same capability. People don't have any idea, and they should know, because these men have been part of every special operations mission that is a national priority since Desert One.
And we have less than a minute left, but you have two minds, because a lot of people were upset that the SEALs were getting publicity, including SEALs. They said, we don't need this.
Right.
Why did he mention SEAL Team 6? Green Berets have been portrayed in movies. I get it. So in a way, do you guys kind of like the fact that combat control does not get the scrutiny?
Historically, it's been to our advantage. But since we're wrapping up, it is time for them to come out into the light because they deserve the recognition. So many combat controllers have died and been wounded grievously in this longest war because they're out. They have, in aggregate, more combat experience than their counterparts in the Navy and Army.
So he's a great man who got earned a great recognition. The Medal of Honor recipient John Chapman, Lori Chapman, Lieutenant Colonel Dan Schilling, thanks so much for bringing us Alone at Dawn. Go pick it up. It is his story. It is your story. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Brian.
Really appreciate it.
Brian Kilmeade Show.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month's supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to 4hims.com/guys. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/guys. That's 4hims.com/guys for your first month for just $5. 4hims.com/guys.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In August of 1970, New York attorney Bella Abzug, one of the most outspoken leaders in the growing women's movement, gave testimony on the Equal Rights Amendment.
We felt this transcendent joy, for woman's life has been imminent, as Simone de Beauvoir did. It has never been completely human because so few of us have had this great experience that all of us have had tonight, of creating in history, of taking the torch from those great women who won us the vote 50 years ago and carrying that torch high so that it will shine on the lives not only of our daughters, but shines in our own faces in self-affirmation.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockster. President Trump says he will meet with North Korea's Kim Jong-un at the DMZ.
I look forward to it very much. I look forward to seeing him. We've developed a very good relationship, and we understand each other. I do believe he understands me, and I think I maybe understand him. And sometimes that can lead to very good things.
Mr. Trump Saturday invited Kim to meet him at the border for a symbolic handshake. The president also expressed openness to crossing into North Korean territory if Kim accepted, saying, quote, he'd have no problem becoming the first U.S. president to step into North Korea. Meanwhile, South Korean President Moon Jae-in, during a joint press conference with President Trump, praised the two leaders for being so brave to hold the meeting and says, quote, I hope President Trump will go down in history as the president who achieves peace on Korean Peninsula. Before leaving the G20 summit in Osaka, presidential advisor Ivanka Trump addressed the World Global Development and Prosperity Initiative. That's a group that was developed by her father this year and champions women's empowerment around the world.
Our goal is to reach 50 million women in the developing world by 2025, and we will meet it. WGDP focuses on three pillars: vocational education for women, empowering women to succeed as entrepreneurs with initiatives like WeFi, and eliminating the legal and cultural barriers that prevent women from fully and freely participating in their local economies.
Ms. Trump says the world economy would get a boost of up to $28 trillion if the 2025 target were met. A former New York City police detective who was a leader in the fight for the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund died Saturday at the age of 53. Detective Luis Alvarez's appeared before a Senate committee about that fund and entered hospice just a few days later. More at townhall.com.
Maybe you'd like to know what exactly Relief Factor is. It was created by doctors. It's a 100% drug-free supplement with four key ingredients that simply help your own body deal with the natural inflammatory response that it has. It's easy to swallow, four little capsules in each packet, like the packet that I carry with me at all times. Three packets a day for a week, then two packets a day for 2 weeks, and I have just described the three-week quick start. And you will know in 3 weeks, that's the beauty of it, whether it works. They don't drag you on. That costs just $19.95. There's a very good chance that a very serious percentage of my listeners suffer from some sort of muscular or joint pain. You should try this for $19.95. That's all you can lose. If it works, they'll send it to you automatically. If it doesn't work, tell them not to send any shipments, and it's as simple as that. It is all at ReliefFactor.com. I've been using it for years now. ReliefFactor.com.
A new floating farm opened in a corner of Rotterdam's busy harbor is showcasing what its creator calls a sustainable way of producing dairy in places where most people consume it. The world's busiest cities.
Moored in a small harbor in Rotterdam's busy port, the farm is a futuristic three-story floating structure. One robot milks the cows, another automatically cleans up. The roof collects rainwater, and a raft of solar panels floating alongside produces 40% of the energy the farm needs. The fully functioning showcase of circular economy farming combines Dutch expertise in recycling, building on water, and automated agriculture, which is drawing interest from around the world. Bob Agnew reporting.
The first hurricane of the eastern Pacific season weakened into a remnant low-pressure system far off the coast of Mexico. Alvin's maximum sustained winds hit nearly 75 miles an hour Thursday when it was centered about 700 miles off the southern tip of the Baja California Peninsula. More at townhall.com. AT&T, the owner of DirecTV, is backing a free streaming service as a hedge against losing broadcast channels in disputes over fees.
TV subscribers are increasingly finding the channels they pay for blocked out because channel owners and the cable or satellite companies such as DirecTV can't agree on fees. Such fights can drag on for months and block viewers from the Oscars, the Super Bowl, and other events. Cable companies have pushed back against the rising fees demanded by owners of TV stations and cable channels as viewership shifts online. Those fees get passed down to the customer. Patrick Foss reporting.
Indiana's Attorney General says he expects to appeal a federal judge's ruling blocking a state law that would ban a second trimester abortion procedure. The American Civil Liberties Union of Indiana sued on behalf of two doctors who perform such abortions. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, information you want, truth you demand. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for listening. It's going to be a big hour. We've got the acting Secretary of Homeland Security is waiting on the line, so I will not waste much time. Colonel Tony Minetti is going to be here, too. He runs many missions, knows what it's like to have one called off right in the middle. Also, the situation in Iran and how prepared are we for the fight that could be happening. So let's get to the big three.
Now with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
excited about going to the White House?
I'm not going to the White House. No, I'm not going to the White House. Okay. We're not going to be invited.
You're not going to be invited?
I doubt it.
You are going to be invited. Megan Rapinoe makes it clear, using an expletive in France, waiting for the quarterfinal game. She's not going. Doesn't like the president. Others have rallied around her. How great is that? And I'm being sarcastic. To rally against your country, not sing the national anthem, while you try to get a world title for your country, while rallying people to to women's soccer. I just think U.S. soccer is shooting themselves in the foot.
Number two.
There's money in the Senate bill that addresses the humanitarian crisis. All those things are in the Senate bill. The Democrats are going to have to recognize that if we're going to address the very serious human needs that we have at the border, that they're going to have to pass a bill that the president will sign into law.
And the one in the House, they will not sign into law. The one in the Senate, they will. They got a conference to get it done. Emergency situation. Both sides agree to it. Remember that hyped up situation, the manufactured crisis? Even the New York Times says it's not. Why I have hope that the $4.5 billion aid package will come out sometime today or tomorrow.
Number one.
I'm with Bernie on Medicare for All.
But we should also give them the option to buy private insurance.
We would not build walls. We would not put kids in cages.
Who is this economy really working for?
Queremos hacer eso. Necesitamos incluir cada persona en nuestro.
Yeah, I just don't understand where the Spanish came from, but one down, 11 to go, and one more tonight. Democrats took the stage in Miami, and they were all over the place, especially when it came to immigration, who won, who lost. To me, the big winner, Tulsi Gabbard, I thought would emerge strong. Delaney had his moments, and I think Castro, people now know him, but I think that Beto O'Rourke failed. The big story in the country is immigration, illegal immigration, and what is happening at our border. Our men and women are being overwhelmed at a rate that's just indescribable. The facilities don't exist to house the influx from Central America that's coming through. The man has to deal with that every waking day is a man that's been in the eye of the storm really for the last 18 years, but had the acting directorship for just a few months. He's acting director of Homeland Security, Kevin McElhinney, and he joins us now. Welcome, Mr. Secretary.
Thanks, Brian. Good to be with you.
First off, some relief. I understand through a lot of, you do a lot of politicking, you're working behind the scenes to get Congress to act. What happened in the Senate yesterday that gives many people hope?
Well, we saw a very impressive bipartisan vote, 84-8. That means we're starting to have a dialogue based on a shared set of facts on what's actually happening at the border and what we need. The bill doesn't have everything we want. For instance, it doesn't have our beds for additional single adult beds for ICE that we need. But 84-8 is a strong bipartisan vote. We need the House to take it up and pass it to help us get some relief at the border.
How can they possibly not put beds in when they know they're overrun and the conditions are paramount?
It's frustrating. Apparently, anything to do with ICE is a little bit too controversial for some members at this point. But the fact is, we're not going to release single adults. We're not going to give up the security of the border. We're going to find a way to bridge that. But we absolutely need the rest of the funding to take care of children in our custody. It's been a very big focused issue. Most of that money is going to Health and Human Services, a different department that simply needs to be able to house unaccompanied children, kids who arrive alone at the border in a safe and an effective way.
I understand since October, 51,000 have come by alone, correct?
That's right.
So where do they go?
Yeah, so we're on pace to exceed the prior surges for the unaccompanied children from 2014 and 2016 this year. Those kids come in. They're taken care of by Health and Human Services, social workers, professionals that specialize in taking care of children, and they're placed with sponsors in the U.S. Generally, that's a family member. Most often, however, that family member is here unlawfully. So it's a broken system under the current law. We've asked Congress to change it. It's one of the three targeted changes we're looking for to address the current crisis and that the president's asked Congress to come together and address.
Go ahead, sorry.
Now, just going to comment on the family issue. The families is what's really unique about this year. Just this incredible increase. We've bypassed all records for family units. Last month alone, May, was higher than our previous records for family units for an entire fiscal year. So this is a dramatic crisis. It needs to be addressed in law. The supplemental is one aspect of it, but we also need those fundamental changes to strengthen our legal framework.
Kevin, Mr. Secretary, there's a story in Bloomberg today that I have trouble poking holes in. It says Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador are all countries that are struggling. They are ravaged by gang violence. However, the bond market views the nations, especially the first two, as stable, almost safe. It looks as though they have a policy to empty out those who need the most, their lower class, into our country. This is a strategy for these countries. Have you seen that? You met with these heads of state.
So what I've seen is actually coming together both in Guatemala and Honduras the last several weeks and months, a significant effort to help work on the migration problem. You heard the vice president yesterday or earlier this week say Mexico, since this deal that the president generated with Mexico, has done more than Congress to address the problem. I think, frankly, Guatemala and Honduras are going to be next. They're willing to enter into agreements where we tackle these smugglers that are incentivizing their populations to leave. We've got one with Guatemala. We're working on one with Honduras. And more importantly, we're going to be able to collaborate on asylum. So people can't just choose what country they want to live in. If they actually need protections, they've got to apply for asylum in the first safe country they arrive in. That's going to change the dynamic in the region if we can get that going. But you're right. Historically, these countries have not done enough to address challenges with their populations. And really, this is a poverty and economic opportunity migration. It's not based on violence. Violence is down in all three countries over the last 5 years significantly.
So when we saw that family on the front page of the New York Times and on video on our show, face down in the water, having drowned, trying to cross into our country, fingers started getting pointed. When we see a tragedy like that, Kevin, you're now acting director of Homeland Security. What role do we play in that? What role do their countries play in that? What role did they play in their demise?
Right. So first of all, that's just a devastating image, right? It's an emblematic of the crisis we're facing. The fact that 88,000 families crossed our border last month, 95% of them unlawfully, that's just a devastating result. We had three kids and a woman die on the banks of the river last week as well. We had drownings of a toddler last month. This is part of a continued challenge because our legal framework is inviting these families to take this risk. So in terms of who's responsible, it's the weakness in our laws is causing this direct response, which is an unprecedented number of families coming to our border. Smugglers are capitalizing on it. They're advertising it in the Western Highlands of Guatemala, in the rural areas of Honduras, and people are responding. They're taking this dangerous journey, and it has tragic consequences all too often.
You're going to run out of all money for these facilities, which are stark by design. You're not supposed to be housing people. It's not supposed to be the Marriott. But here's what Julian Castro said about the conditions.
If HHS needs $3 billion more dollars to improve the conditions, to build more housing, wouldn't that alleviate it? You're talking about not giving one more dime, and it doesn't make any sense.
I wouldn't give them one more dime for these types of conditions. I don't have confidence that if you give them more money right now, if they have a plan to actually have, you know, different conditions.
So, in other words, because the conditions aren't good, they're not going to help to make the conditions better?
Frankly, it doesn't make sense. The conditions in Health and Human Services centers for children are appropriate. They have educational access, recreational access, medical care. They're very strong facilities. The challenge we're having is that the kids are backing up in Border Patrol stations, which are essentially police stations with hard bench and hard floor cells that are designed for single adults. If HHS gets that money, those kids can be moved out of Border Patrol stations into appropriate places for children. So I'm afraid that he doesn't understand the system.
He doesn't. Nancy Pelosi on the deportations that were going to be implemented last weekend. Let's listen.
So and that is really kind of what happened. He didn't say what he was going to do, but the president said, I'll let you know. Went into, well, people broke the law. This, a violation of status is not a reason for deportation. That's just not so.
Is a violation of status a reason for deportation?
I don't understand that logic there either. If you're here unlawfully and you have a final order of removal from a judge, that is by definition a reason for deportation and our responsibility as a law enforcement department to execute. The situation we've asked to change is to be able to address these families as they arrive at the border, put them into a fair but expeditious proceeding while they're in custody in an appropriate center for families, and finish that process up front so we're not releasing releasing people into the U.S. To wait years for a result from a court and then ultimately not show up for their removal. And then that ends up with ICE having to go into communities to pick people up. That's the core of the problem. We'd like to address it up front. That's what the president has asked Congress to come together and work with us on.
I know, and you had a lot to do with Mexico and the crackdown on their southern border. How is that going?
So they've really stepped up. You mentioned how this crisis has been a tremendous challenge all year. It really peaked in May. The last 3.5 weeks, we've seen a reduction in the numbers. Our June numbers are going to be lower than May, which is very positive. But we need to see more, both in terms of the enforcement in Mexico and these additional agreements we're talking about, not only with Mexico, but with Guatemala and Honduras. We need to continue the regional progress to actually make a dent in this flow. We could also address it by changing our laws here, but we're focused right now on the diplomatic opportunities because we're getting more progress in those areas.
Okay. I want you to hear what happened over the weekend. Your name was brought up with Tom Holman, who might be working in some type of border czar role, former ICE director, now a contributor on Fox News. There was these ICE raids were going to take place. Friday, the net explosive picks up the phone and says, I'd rather you not do that. The president says, I'll give you 2 weeks to come up with something. Here's what Tom Holman said.
I'll tell you what, these mayors aren't the only ones resisting ICE. You got the acting Secretary of Homeland Security resisting what ICE is trying to do.
Yeah.
In the Washington Post or in numerous media outlets, he does not support this operation. If that's his position, then he's on the wrong side of this issue. You don't tell the men and women of ICE a day before they go out there and do this operation. Look, this story was leaked. They gave the locations of the cities, the day we're supposed to start, how many targets. This leak, which I know where the leak came from, I think we all know where the leak came from, that story only benefits one person, put these officers at greater risk of harm.
So you're that, of course, rippled to you, and next thing you know, you're in the eye of the storm. We hadn't heard from you. I did hear from your people say, listen, that's not true. In 18 years, I've never leaked anything. Kevin McElhenney, can you tell me what happened?
Sure. So first of all, categorically, I did not and would not ever leak details of a law enforcement operation. Let's just say that up front. Secondly, I understand Tom's frustration. Tom believes in enforcement of the immigration law. That's my responsibility as acting secretary. That's what ICE does for a living. And that's the president's guidance, frankly, to step up our efforts on interior enforcement to ensure that we have a balanced system that addresses border security and interior enforcement to prevent people from thinking they can come into our country and stay unlawfully indefinitely. So that's our responsibility. We're designing a new operation to meet the president's guidance that's going to be implemented if we can't get congressional action as the president's asked for. We're working with Congress. I've talked to multiple members going up to the Hill in a little bit to try to keep that focus and direction on changing the law. But the bottom line is ICE needs to do its job, and they need to be allowed to do their job, and I support them 100%.
So is there anything about the president's policies where you say to yourself, I just can't get on board with that?
So that's not my role. I'm an operator. I'm a law enforcement professional. The president sets policy, and we implement. We implement in the best way we know how based on our operational experience.
In terms of actually getting something across, Senator Lindsey Graham took a lot of what you said from undoing the Flores decision to getting rid of the 20 days and you have to let go, which would help alleviate the catch and release. He seemed to be putting that into writing. I know you worked the halls of Congress to try to get your point across and get something done. What could you tell me the progress is there?
Well, the progress is better on the supplemental, as you saw in the Senate with the 84-8 vote in terms of the resources we need. It's not gone as far, unfortunately, on the targeted changes we need in the law to address this crisis. Chairman Graham's bill absolutely takes those up, allowing us to keep families together through a fair and expeditious immigration proceeding, allowing us to repatriate unaccompanied children the way we do with Mexico and Canada for Central America and countries further away, and trying to rationalize that asylum process. So that initial credible fear determination isn't a guarantee of being allowed to stay indefinitely. It's got to be better aligned with the ultimate asylum adjudication at the end of the case. Those three things alone would dramatically change our posture for security at the border, would allow our Border Patrol agents to get back on the line and focus on stopping smugglers, drug traffickers, and those single adults that might try to enter the country and evade capture. So he's made a lot of progress. He's written up a good bill. He's introduced it. And he's working with Democrats, I understand, to try to make some progress to find a compromise solution. That's something I'll be engaging in and supporting as much as I can.
And could you lastly tell me the attitude of the Border Patrol? I know they're overworked, they're underpaid, they're understaffed, they're forced to do jobs they weren't hired to do because of the desperation. What's the sense of the border?
I am in awe of our Border Patrol agents and their commitment despite tremendous challenges this year. What they're hearing now about treating children unfairly in their Border Patrol stations is frankly a travesty from my perspective, because nobody has worked harder and they've done it without enough support. Nobody has worked harder to protect children, to rescue them in the river, in the desert, and to really take care of them while they're waiting for transfer to Health and Human Services. The Border Patrol agents, I think, are heroes. They've managed to maintain border security while they're dealing with all these problems, and they deserve better. They deserve better from Congress in terms of the resources, and they deserve better in terms of the legal framework. And I'm going to keep fighting for them as long as I'm in this position.
Absolutely, and 100% back you on that. Kevin McElhinney, Acting Director of Homeland Security, thanks so much. Best of luck.
Thanks, Brian.
You got it. 1-866-408-7669. When we come back, we'll take your phone calls. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. It's a Friday.
Every big-name opinion maker eventually makes their way to our microphones because Brian asks the tough questions and even some easy ones. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertising. Sponsored by Case Legal Media. Attention. This is an important message for anyone that has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers. The Internal Agency for Research on Cancer warned that overexposure to Roundup and other weed killers may increase the risk of developing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Monsanto, the manufacturer of Roundup, may have known that Roundup and other weed killers were likely linked to organ damage and cancer. This information was hidden from the public as proprietary trade secret since 1981, and Monsanto may have failed to warn of the potential risk of cancer. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call us now at 800-540-3219. Our network of attorneys are ready to fight for you. You'll pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call now for a free consultation at 800-540-3219. You must protect your legal rights. Call 800-540-3219. Again, 800-540-3219.
This is happening. Our busy company's buzzing like the hornet's nest in the tree outside. Then Tina walks in.
We've got a projections problem, Brian. Management's given us crazy numbers to hit and not enough crew to handle it.
I spring into action like a human hornet and jump on Upwork. I book a team of remote freelance pros, each ready to start immediately. And those projections, with Upwork, this is happening. Hey, Tina, want to get lunch?
Thanks, but there's hornets outside.
Upwork. Hire freelancers. Make things happen.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Although he was the Speaker of the House from 1971 to 1977, Democrat Carl Albert of Oklahoma served in Congress since 1947. In a 1990 interview, Albert gave his impression of President Harry Truman.
Harry Truman was the least educated president we had in my time, you know. But he had certain qualities that made him an unusual president. He was the most fearless government official that I've ever known. I remember one time some of us went down to talk to him about what we would like to have brought up through the years. And when he got through, he said, well, boys, I'll tell you, look at all this stuff. But he had a globe on his desk, globe of the world. He says, the only thing I'm really interested in is protecting that little globe.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. He's so busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, we're back, and I'm just kind of excited. My series, The On Stage, is America Great from the Start. I'm able to go over my four books and kind of bring us through America's history, as well as talk to you about Fox and everything in the news. It's called America Great from the Start, and on the 19th, they're going to be in Bonita Springs. It's really the Fort Myers area, on the 19th of July. Then on July 20th, I'm going to go over to Orlando. WPDO listeners, I want to make sure you're all there. And I'm going to be at the Plaza Live. That's in over in Orlando. That'll be Saturday, July 20th. And then I have a few weeks off. August 9th, be at the Booth Playhouse in Charlotte, North Carolina. Those tickets are picking up quick, as is the Lyric Theater the next day, August 10th, in Birmingham, Alabama. And when the book comes out, Sam Houston, The Alamo Avengers, it'll be out for about a week when I'll have a chance to go back to San Antonio, and where, of course, The Alamo is, at the Tobin Center for the Performing Arts. It's rather a smaller area, just 300 tickets, so don't dilly-dally. America Great from the Start will be on stage on November 16th at the Tobin Center. BrianKilmeade.com/tour. There's all type of packages where you can get the book with it, and there's VIP autograph and pictures areas. So it's a lot of fun. Most importantly, I'll get to meet you face-to-face, which will be great, and your family. So keep it here, 1-866-408-7669. We're reviewing what's happened in the debate, going over the Supreme Court decisions, and watching the president as he arrived at the G20 in Japan. It's a busy, busy Thursday, and this is your one-stop shopping.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Baltimore Orioles shortstop Cal Ripken Jr., the Iron Man, broke the record for most consecutive games played, 2,131. The record had been held for 56 years before that by Lou Gehrig.
Well, you know, I see myself as someone that was very lucky and had a good career, and I think that I'm pretty good. I mean, I don't put myself all the way down and not think that I've had a pretty significant career. I've enjoyed being in the presence of all the great players and this collection of players. I sat and talked to Henry Aaron a long time and really enjoyed talking to Kirk Gibson and Pete Rose. I just enjoy being in the environment. Maybe when I get older and you start to look back, you may have a historical view of your career. But right now, I just see myself as a guy that was lucky enough to play baseball for a long time.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A man who graduated with a nursing degree from the same school he began as a janitor makes today's Dean's List. Frank Baez, who moved to New York from the Dominican Republic with his family, was just a teenager when he started working at New York University's Langone Hospital. While working with the nurses, he said he realized he wanted to be one of them. He learned how much they advocate for their patients and the passion they have for their job. Frank was encouraged by the nurses he worked with to apply to the nursing program. He graduated with a 3.6 GPA. He's also the first person in his family to graduate from college. Frank says he could barely speak English at the time that he started working at NYU, and now he says he feels very proud of how much he accomplished.
If you work hard, you have discipline, and you want something, you should always go for it. Never give up on your dream.
Congratulations, Frank. You are a wonderful example of living the American dream. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Rapino shot, goal, U.S. leads.
Not conceded a goal in some 639 minutes. Going back to Sam Kerr scoring in the Australia game. Turn over there. That's Hermoso. And there's the goal. Shutout's gone. 1-1. Aim on the line. Rapino will strike. Rapino scores. 2-1 U.S.
And there, two penalty kicks gave the U.S. a hard-fought win in the round of 16. They're now in the quarterfinals of the World Cup. Ratings are up by 10 to 15% over the Canadian ratings from last time around, where the Americans won again when they woke up, first time in a long time. And you would think Canada, very similar time zone. The ratings are probably going to suffer over in Europe. They haven't. There's a lot of interest, and they own the sports world right now. With me right now is a woman that owned the soccer world for as long as she was playing, Christine Lilly. If you you're watching Fox Nation, you see Christine in person, fresh off Fox and Friends a little while ago, and the game show with Tom Shalhoub, which I'm not sure how you did, but you're about to tell me. And Dr. John Gillis Jr. is here. Together they put out a book. It's called Powerhouse, 13 Teamwork Tactics That Build Excellence and Unrivaled Success. Welcome back, guys.
Thanks. Thanks for having us again.
And we were talking, we actually had, John, we actually talked behind your back when your book first came out, a couple of weeks ago, right?
Yes, we did.
All right. How'd you do in the game show?
5 out of 8.
Are you a well-rounded person?
I would like to think so.
Right. I mean, like,
I learned that I'm above average on some of this pop culture stuff.
Right. So you do know pop culture.
Some of it, yes.
What do you do, like, social media wise? Do you
Instagram and Twitter?
Really?
And LinkedIn.
So if Facebook is.
Yeah.
Everyone says that. Who's using it? Everyone tells me they.
My Twitter goes to Facebook, so I don't have to go on it.
What do you mean?
You can link it. So whatever you put on Twitter goes to your Facebook.
Oh, so it goes on there.
Yeah.
So you get the older generation.
Yeah.
So first off, just on the highlights you just heard, Christine.
Right.
Yesterday, what would you rate? I know at the sports desk on Fox, who airs all these games, Alexi Lalas and company, were kind of down about the way the U.S. played. Do you agree?
You know, I think they still haven't played their best game. I think there is a lot of great individual flair that's going on within the team. I think they need to connect more with the midfield and the forwards and get some more numbers in the attack to make some things happen. But overall, I think this is a progression. You know, sometimes if you hit your peak too high, then it's like, where am I now? So I think what's happening is you're looking at all these games. The U.S. is getting to the quarterfinals. You see Germany's just sneaking in there, very quietly going through. They're winning 1-0, this and that, and they're winning games. So I'm not really worried about what the U.S. is. The performance was like last game. I think now it's looking forward to putting it together against France.
So, and you think France, do you like many people believe that France is the second best team in the world?
I think right now, seeing what we've seen in the World Cup so far, I've liked their play. I think Italy's been one of my favorite teams to watch in the
Why?
World Cup. I don't know. You don't see them play a lot, and you don't hear about them. And then you see that they're just working together. They're the great forward, number 11, I forget her name, but just really just a personality on the field. And Holland is the other team, because you don't see a lot of them, and then you're just seeing them play. And this World Cup has been exciting.
And Christine, for 20 years you played this. That sounds strange, for 20 years to play at the highest level on the number one team in the world?
It's just weird. It's even strange that it was 20 years ago when we won. So like, I
that's
don't know
1999.
Where, I don't know where time has gone. So, but it was a lot of fun.
Right. So the other thing that happened is there was a mistake by the defender, Sauerbrunn, who was a stalwart in the last Olympics and is coming off an injury now. And all of a sudden, the U.S. lets up a goal. They're losing 1-0. Right. When you make a mistake like that and have another, and I asked you this on TV, but for the radio audience,
right,
and you still have 70-something minutes left to play, have you done something like that as a defender? It must have happened at some point. How do you shake that off, especially in a big game?
You know, I think we've all had moments that you were like, oh, I wish I could take that back. And I think your teammates help you. And, like, there are those moments in your teammates, hey, don't worry about it. We got this. We have so much time left in this game to make it happen. And you saw Becky bounce back. You saw Alyssa bounce back as well. I think there was just a miscommunication of what each of them wanted in that situation, or in U.S. goalkeeper. And Alyssa's coming off the line, she's heading the ball out of a long ball put through, and then you see Becky just setting play up. So I think they got over that moment and got it back into their game and did a great job.
All right, let's talk about taking some of the things you learn in sports and helping out in life. You said that John started this book and you jumped on late. It's called Powerhouse, 13 Teamwork Tactics to Build Excellence and Unrival Success. You also know soccer too, John, right?
I do. I have a family that loves playing soccer, and we actually met with our daughters who played soccer starting at 5, 6 years old. So they got to go to the first game in France, and they watch every game now.
What about your business background? How does that lend to this?
I have a business background in management consulting and doing executive leadership development all over the country and actually in the world. And you see great teams that work well together, and you see teams that don't do well together. And you were just talking about miscommunication in the last game. We see that in business all the time.
Yeah.
And are the teammates going to point fingers and blame each other, or are they going to support one another and say, come on, let's go?
Right. And you would supply the examples in your career when that happened.
Right.
Do you know there are some great players that came through the U.S. national team and you thought, just not a team player and weren't able to make it?
Well, I think those players just kind of weed out eventually, because if they don't buy into the system or fit the gel of what the team's trying to do, I think there's not a place, you know, for them. And I think overall, I mean, if you look at that 99 team, there are so many different personalities. You know, you didn't want team look at the same. You wanted all these different personalities that bought into the same mindset, the same, you know, direction that we were going. And that's what why we were successful, because we let those personalities shine along with having a goal-oriented direction as a team.
Christine Lilly's here, three-time U.S. Female Player of the Year, two-time Olympic gold medalist, two-time World Cup champion, and the first all-time in the U.S. soccer national team appearances is 354. Also, that goes to show you, too, you have a lot of endurance. You don't get hurt much.
I didn't. I feel the pain now.
You do? Okay, fine. You played through it. So some of the things you do, what I like to do is some of the stories I wouldn't know because I wasn't on the team.
Yeah.
But so, John, you have some other things that you came up with, like, for example, motivation, kind of a broad thing that you need in a company. Where do you get that from?
Most definitely. We tried to take the stories that Christine had in the Olympics and the World Cup and then say, how does this apply to your business? Whether it's the miscommunication we talked about earlier or what you're just talking about, selecting the right members for the team and finding how we do that at business. But when it comes down to that, there's the TEAM, transform, empower, achieve, and motivate. And what you're just talking about, it's really building that ethos within your company or a soccer team so that you have the friendships develop in a high resilient atmosphere.
And Christine, one idea, when you say empower, mm-hmm. you want to be the coach is in charge, but you have to empower the players to take control. You
right.
got to empower the workers to take control of a company that you might run, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Did you feel like you, when you got to the level that you got, you, let's say you're 33 years old, you won a World Cup already, do you really need that leadership from the coach as much as you would when you were 16 and 18?
You do. I think the leadership is the biggest part, always, whether it's from the coach or your captains. And I think for us in the 99 team, Julie Foudy and Carl Overbeck were our two captains that we respected and trusted. And it wasn't like they were captains like, oh, you guys do this. They were servant. Carla would be the first one to pick up a bag of balls walking by and, you know, take them into the hotel or to the field that we needed to. It wasn't like we were bigger than the jobs in our hands. And I think that set the example of what we needed from everybody. Everyone had a pitch in, everyone had a role, and you had to do it.
Right, you had to do it. I also think at some point, too, I'm looking at what's happening in pro sports now, especially mm-hmm. in the NBA. No one's really coaching anymore. It seems like they're managing.
Mm-hmm.
So no one's telling LeBron, this is where I need you to be on this one. He's drawing up his own. And we're seeing this even in the finals. I'm mm-hmm. watching these coaches sit back. They're not hands-on as opposed to college. I mean, is that something in business? You want your workers saying, this is my final score, this is my box score, John?
A lot of times in business, we're moving away from the command and control model more towards the servant leadership and sense and respond. And so, yes, they were predecessors showing the evolution of leadership. And so the women's national team is an excellent example of that sense and respond type model in business.
How do you criticize? Is there a right way to criticize?
There is.
How?
I think, well, Carla Overbeck, our captain, I keep going back to Carla because she was the best.
Who struck me as she was a mom while still playing at the highest level.
Yes.
So that was incredible.
Incredible. And she's been an assistant coach at Duke University for over 20 years. And she went to North Carolina as well, and I played with her for a year. But what Carla would do, and this is an example of getting the best from your teammates or what you needed. If you're playing in a game and you're struggling, so instead of Carla, like, Lil, what is wrong with you? Her words that would come out of her mouth was like, Lil, we need you. We need you. So it wasn't immediately like, oh, man, I stink today. It's like, oh, my God, Carla needs me. I need to get out of whatever funk I'm in and get ready to play. And in the same concept, when you're having a day, you know, she'd be like, Christine Lilly, that is awesome. So immediately she had a way to connect with each player. And she did that with every player. It wasn't just the, you know, me up front or doing that. It would be players all around her on the bench. She had ways to connect. And I think that's really the leadership that you continue to need all the time.
And the other thing is a certain thing. Things for certain people, and there's some very good players that if you yell at them, they're shot, right? And other players, you need to yell at them. They're just not going to budge, whether their parents are yellers or they're used to a coach that yells. But you got to be critical sometimes, right, Mark? I mean, how you criticize, depending on the person.
No, it's an individualized approach. And I'd love to see more Carla Overbecks in the business world with people saying, hey, John, we need you. I'd love that encouragement in the business world.
Right. And it sounds like it's not much. Or no leadership at all.
Yeah. There's some. And there's great leaders out there, but we just need more. And that's what Powerhouse was trying to do, is how do we empower our teams?
And you talk about achieve. Isn't that a part of achieving, is part of that setting goals so you know what you're going for, even if you're not in sales?
Yeah, it's the chemistry. You got to come together to be able to do it. And, you know, you set those goals and then come together as a group to make it happen. And I think in one of the chapters in the achieve pillars of the book, it talks about a firefighter who happened to be my husband, and it talks about he constantly has to come together with his guys no matter what's going on. When they step into a situation, you have to be ready. This is life or death situation. So it's so important for the chemistry to be there no matter what's going on to be able to make things happen.
The other thing is, just on another note, is what's purely American. When you travel, you know, you're wearing the red, white, and blue. Mm-hmm. You still travel. If people recognize you with that, is there some characteristics of American companies? Number one, I know I'm biased, but we tend to be more productive, more innovative. What kind of situations should you set up to allow the innovation and creativity more?
Well, I think when we look at achieve, the soccer team, their goal is to win the gold medal or to win the World Cup championship. But when you look at companies, it's usually individual performance management saying, here is your goal, John. And it's not team or collaborative. And then when we start looking globally, and we had a chapter in the book talk about this, but it's cross-pollinating, taking better practices from different areas of the globe to really say, how can we optimize our company performance?
And you went to the University of Pennsylvania.
I did.
So one of the best business schools in the country. Just ask the president, right? So you went to the your graduate school of education in the Wharton Business School. The president feels that way. What did that not prepare you for? What did it prepare you for on the positive side, but what didn't it prepare you for?
You know, my program, the doctoral program there, one, it was an amazing group of leaders that were coming from a lot of different industries and bringing that experience to the classroom. But two, it also talked about evidence-based approach. So really, when you look at organizations, and you're seeing this more in sports, but using metrics and numbers and data to help drive decision-making. So that's the main things that I took away from it, was the network and the evidence-based, data-driven for decision making. What it doesn't prepare you for is that you've got to get in the real life. You've got to, you know, they say that, you know, your game plan mm-hmm. is only as good until that first ball is kicked, and then you've got to adjust to your adversaries, and you've got to learn that in the field.
And, you know, Christine, did you go in the era when you had to wear it? Were you part of that era when they wear the heart monitor, see how hard you're working? Now they're playing in different parts. You wear something on your sock and you could see how much you're running in a game and where the areas you spend most of the time. Did that overlap you? Did you pioneer that?
We had a little bit of more of the heart rate stuff. And I think the amount of miles that we ran, it was there. So, and I mean, I think that some of the data for sports is great and helpful. But in the end, when I look at the game and what happens throughout a game, you can't measure heart. You can measure your heartbeat, but you can't measure heart. And some of these players out there can have this, but if they don't have that extra push, that mental part to put through, and then you're missing that punch. And you can't measure that.
Right. It's just amazing, especially baseball, how much analytics is taken out of it, and where your cleanup hitter is now leading off because you want him up more, and certain people are sitting when they never used to sit, because statistically, if you sit, and you wonder why you even need a manager. But here we go. We're going to come back a few more minutes with John and Christine. Powerhouse is the name of the book, 13 Teamwork Tactics That Build Excellence and Unrivaled Success. I also want to ask Christine what we can expect on Friday when the U.S. takes on France. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
You won't pull or tear anything listening. Brian does all the heavy lifting. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
This is happening. Me in my office on Monday. Project hanging over my head like an anvil. And the new guy, Rick, shows up.
Been thinking about your problem there, boss. The answer's Upwork.
I'm not sure about Rick, but now I'm on Upwork and I'm seeing all the freelance help I need. Creative directors, designers, PMs, all available now. Then I see something even better. Project delivered. With Upwork, this is happening.
People call me R-Dog.
Yeah, that's not happening, Rick.
Upwork. Hire freelancers. Make things happen.
Make a healthy choice about the air you breathe. Start with the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit to expel the polluted damp air from your basement and crawl space. Then add upstairs a hospital-grade 6-stage air purifier, which includes a HEPA filter and a powerful dual UV system. Stop worrying about mold, odors, radon, carbon monoxide, chemicals, and hundreds of other pollutants that are trapped in your home. Visit dryhome123.com and learn how to make your home healthier and fresher all year round. That's dryhome123.com.
Non-attorney spokesperson, ad sponsored by Openjar Concepts. Attention veterans and active duty military. If you were issued earplugs between 2002 and 2016 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country, and our attorneys want to fight for you. Call 800-303-5053 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file the claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-303-5053. Again, 800-303-5053. That's 800-303-5053.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
What did you see from your team to come through and get this big one?
Yeah, it was pretty incredible to see the heart of this team. I think we haven't been tested like this in a while, and so it was really good of us to stay in it mentally and just, like, show that emotion and show all of that fitness and, like, just grit that we've been putting forward over the last couple of years to get to this moment and overcome it.
So that was Alex Morgan. She was subbed out late for Carly Lloyd up front. She's mm-hmm. pretty much the only forward, Christine Lilly, here. Excited to have her here because she also has a book out. And it is called Powerhouse 13, Teamwork Tactics that Build Excellence and Unravel Success, along with Dr. John Gillis, friends and co-author. So they were pretty happy with the way they played. Now, what do you think, if you're Jill Ellis, Christine, mm-hmm. what do you say maybe to do differently for Friday?
Well, I think they just have to connect better overall on the field. I think you see a lot of individual flair, and we need to keep making that happen, especially from Megan Rapinoe and Tobin Heath on the outside. I think Alex was marked pretty well in the game. When every time she got the ball, she was knocked a bit. So I think getting her touches on the ball would be important for the team. And then, obviously, I think their midfield has done a great job. I think Sam Uys has been really a great player for them, and with Rose Lavelle and Julie Ertz, and then you have Lindsay Horan in there. So I think they have great options. I think now it's just putting it together overall as a team with good combination, good team flow, good rhythm, and finding the back of the net, because you're not going to have a ton of chances, so you got to finish those.
It's important, though, to be get the sense of when you're behind, too. You don't want the first time you're behind to be in the final, sort of the semifinals. So yeah. If they knew what it was like to give up a goal, they got that over with.
Yeah. No, it is good. I mean, going through stuff, adversity, knowing that you can handle it is always a great thing going into the next rounds. And I think the U.S. has been through stuff, and this last game was a great game. And Spain, credit to Spain, they did a great job just as a team defensively and in their attacking principles as well. So in the France game on Friday, you're going to see a team that has the home country behind them, home field, and they're going to go after it. And I think U.S. is going to be ready for this, because I think their last meeting, I think the U.S. Came up short against them.
Yeah, I guess they lost 3-1, mm-hmm. and then they tied a couple of times, but yeah. One's a friendly. I guess you try different things. Would you be starting Carly Lloyd right now?
I don't know if I'd be starting her. I like her coming off fresh because she's so determined to score a goal. I think she needs more than 5 minutes out there.
That's what she got.
Yeah, I think she got. But I think she knows her role, and I think whatever the coach chooses to do, whether they do start her, but I think coming off the last 20 minutes, I think she can offer some sort of spark and a goal for them.
Right. This Cameroon situation where they were losing and they started fouling and mm-hmm. spitting on the English players. I've never seen anything of that with women's soccer.
You know, it's unfortunate. It's a sort of circumstance. Obviously, their emotions got the better of them and made some bad choices.
You going to Paris? You going to France?
I'm going to France on Sunday.
And you're just going to have a good time.
I'm going to have a good time.
All right. Make sure they don't lose on Friday. It'll make your stay a lot better.
I know. My kids will kill me.
All right. Christine Moore, John, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Pick up Powerhouse.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey, guys. Good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to forhims.com/guys. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/guys. That's forhims.com/guys for your first month for just $5. Forhims.com.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar